morning, everyone. Jake Schroeder alongside of me is Mark Felderman. We are live in Ankeny. Yes, Ankeny. And we are set for sub-state basketball between your Sheridan Chargers and the Bondurant Farrar Blue Jays. This is Sheridan's first sub-state game in, well, over 20 years, or about 25 years. 1989 was the last time Sheridan was in the sub-state game. Hard to believe, I know. So needless to say, this is a big opportunity for the Chargers to go places they have not been in quite a while. Mark, the last state tournament appearance, 1972 for the Chargers. And you talk about a drought. We are overdue, so there's a lot of excitement in the gym tonight.
I was in eighth grade.
You were in eighth grade. I was not born yet. I was a thought in my mother and father's minds. But we have got a great crowd tonight. The student section showed up for the Chargers. We had two full buses on the way up here. They call them spirit buses. And we had two full buses. The students are ready to go. Sheridan will be the home team tonight. They're wearing their white uniforms. Bondurant Farrar, they are the Blue Jays, so of course they have the blue uniforms on. Bondurant Farrar, they come in at 18-5, had their road to the sub-state game that was through Carlisle. They beat Carlisle, and then they, you would say, upset Dallas Center Grimes, who at the time was a heavy favorite in this district, and they beat Dallas Center Grimes Thursday night. Sheridan had pretty much a cakewalk against Oskaloosa last Monday and won that, then headed over to Albia Thursday night, and they took care of Knoxville in a really good basketball game, 70-63, and that is how the Chargers ended up in the sub-state final. So this game is, as we mentioned, the opportunity to play at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Next Tuesday, I believe, would be the first game of the state tournament. And it's interesting today, Mark, I got a text from my wife's uncle, who graduated, I believe, in 73 from Sheridan, and he was reminiscing about that starting lineup from 1972. He said he believes it was Jim Greeley, Bob Foote, Scott Curtis, and Jay Hammond and Dennis Boyd from the last state tournament
team. Cool.
So that's a long time ago. I don't know if any of those guys are in the house tonight. Would love to say hi if they are. Mark, should be a really good ball game tonight. You know, on paper, these are two evenly matched teams. Bondurant Farrar's got a couple nice guards. Tyvin Riley, real nice, quick guard. Coach Cooley said you got to stay in front of him. And then the real good shooting guard, this is probably the guy Coach Cooley is the most worried about, Drake Fuller. Really good outside shooter, three-point shooter, and they've got to stay close to him. Christian Bankston's going to have the responsibility of guarding him tonight, but I think Christian's the man for that job.
Drake Fuller is 17 points away from 1,000 points in his career.
Wow.
So, and that's his average. So if he gets his average tonight, he'll be looking at 1,000 points, which is a lot of points in a career. We saw the other a couple weeks ago, we were at Eddyville and saw one of the Rockets pick up his commemorative basketball for scoring 1,000 points. But that said, Derek Lang is over 800 points in two sophomore,
years.
and T.J. Lang, T.J. Hawkinson, is well over 700 points for his career. So, so it's, you know, we've got, and all true Charger fans know this. We've had no trouble scoring. That's not at all been the issue. The issue is keeping the other team from scoring.
Yeah,
and you're absolutely right. That Trevon. Excuse me, Trevon Riley is quite a playmaker. He's leading the team in assists, and yet I was watching film of him this week, and he drives in and he'll dish it off, but if you don't go on him, then he takes it right to the bucket. And so he is a super-duper playmaker.
Yeah, help defense going to be very important tonight, really. You know, like you mentioned, defense and turnovers. If we can take care of the basketball tonight, not give them easy buckets, we've got a great shot of winning this game. I'd be shocked if this isn't a really close ball game down to the last minute or two myself. Coach Cooley, of course, talking to him yesterday, he said defense also, you know, is the key. And, you know, we talked a little bit about just the pressure of a game like this and how it's going to get to the kids. We haven't, you know, the basketball program hasn't been in a game like this, obviously, for over 20 years. So getting some easy buckets early and just kind of getting into the flow of the game and not pressing early, I think it's going to be really important to the Chargers tonight. If they're forced to take outside shots right away, especially if they have a little extra adrenaline going, You know, it could be a rough start, but I hope they can feed the ball into Willie Felderman and T.J. Hawkins and hopefully get some easy buckets. And also talking to Coach Schooley, he did mention he believes the Chargers definitely have the advantage size-wise inside tonight, as the tallest man for Von Durant Farrar is only 6'2". So hopefully Willie and T.J., one or the other can have a big game tonight. But tell you what, Mark, let's take a break here.
Okay.
And we'll come back with starting lineups and a few more keys to the game. And get ready for sub-state basketball action. Sheridan Chargers versus Von Durant Farrar Blue Jays. Exciting game tonight. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
At Community First Credit Union, we're running full speed ahead by offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.99% APR for up to 66 months. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance today. Or get yourself that new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.99% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Direct deposit required. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
What started at the end of a dirt road over 40 years ago is now over 40,000 square feet of showroom. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton is over 40,000 square feet of recreation vehicles that are ready to fill your riding thrills. Your custom recreation is on display at CNC. CNC Custom Cycle, ride it home. That's right, CNC Custom Cycle, they're a good deal better.
Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton has land auctions online at iowarealtysheraton.com. Hanson's handles commercial property and residential real estate. All listings are also available on your mobile device with no apps to download and no fees at iowarealtysheraton.com. Interest rates are at a historic low. Hanson still has buyers with 100% financing. Now is the time to buy with Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton.
Whether you are recovering from a fall, illness, stroke, or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center can help. Using comprehensive and individual treatment plans, we work to help you regain your mobility, strength, and daily function. With therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services, visit us online at www.lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3213 to make an appointment.
Jake Schroeder, Mark Feldman back in Ankeny as Sheridan Chargers get ready to play the Von Durant Farrar Blue Jays in the sub-state game. This is for all the marbles, a chance to go to Wells Fargo Arena, Mark, which I know gets you very excited. And Willie Felderman, your son, a senior, and if you need to stand up and yell tonight, just make sure you move the mic first.
The mic.
You might get some people off their couch in Sheridan. hopefully everybody is able to come here tonight.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody left in Sheridan.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully there's still a policeman there, you know, so that the place doesn't get robbed blind.
Yeah, hopefully everybody's all right back home. I'm sure that I know there's a few people listening, and we appreciate that, and hopefully it's a good game to call tonight. Mark has got some starting lineups here for us. Sheridan, once again, the home team tonight, and their home whites, Von Durant Farrar, in their blue uniforms. Mark, why don't you go ahead and run through the starting lineups?
Sounds good. For the 18-5 Von Durant Farrar Blue Jays, Tyvin Riley, the playmaker, he's a junior, 12 points a game, and their assist leader, he's a good ball player. He's the one that, in the fourth quarter, pretty much took over the game the other night and was responsible for the victory over Dallas Center. Well, you know, you can't say one player's responsible, but he's the one that came up and really did the job on him. And so that was big. A senior, Drake Fuller, who you already mentioned, lots of points. This guy's averaging 17 points a game. He's a good ball player. Grant Peterson, a junior, averaging 7 points a game. Senior Joey Cokie, 3 points a game, and senior Sam Duffy, 12 points a game, and has had 178 rebounds on the season, which is pretty good. Starting lineup for the Sheridan Chargers, 20-3, 17 wins in a row, haven't been beaten in 2014.
That sounds good.
And we'd like to keep that going. The home team tonight, although we are in Von Durant's backyard. It's just down the road a little ways, and in spite of that, I would say that it's, I would say there's not every bit as many people here from Sheraton as from Bondurant Farrar. Of course, as you said, while we were off the air, they're kind of splitting their time here because their girls team is in the state tournament. I think they're playing tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a rare thing for the girls and boys team from a school to both get in the state tournament.
So starting for the Sheraton Chargers, senior Ben Moret. And Ben is a kind of a defensive specialist and a really good job at bringing the ball up the court. Honestly, if 3 years ago you would have told me that Ben Moret was the starting point guard, I would have said, are you nuts? The guy could not hold on to the ball to save his life. That is not the case anymore. Ben Moret has become a very good ball handler, very good at taking care of it. He doesn't get fancy with it. He takes care of the ball, and that's what really makes him a valuable asset to this team. Christian Bankston, C-Bang, is the other guard, and he handles the ball really well, and he is the assist leader, 117 assists on the season. The kid is just absolutely wonderful in that way. He's averaging, got to look at that, 7.1 points a game, over 150 points on the season, over 160 points on the season. Senior Willie Felderman. Willie Felderman, one of the state leaders in block shots. He's got about 170 rebounds on the season and over 300 points. And just playing lights out basketball. TJ Hawkinson, the state leader in rebounds in Class 3A, over about 300 rebounds on the season, and he's averaging 19 points a game, over 400 points on the season. Let's see, I got to do the math here because they don't have last game in here. 441 points on the season. Not too bad. And then our final starter, sophomore Derek Lang, who's really been the spark plug of this team and been the guy that has really had this team going. Derek Lang, over 500 points on the season, well over 500 points on the season, averaging 23 points a game. And the kid is a guard, and he's got about 120 rebounds on the season, which is incredible for a guard.
Yeah, definitely. Mark, looking at Bondurant for our schedule here, as we're just about a minute away from tip-off, everyone, make sure you get the popcorn and popped and get in your chair by the radio. Looking at Bondurant for ours schedule, Mark, they've won 12 out of their last, actually 13 out of their last 14 games, if you count Thursday night. So we've won 17 in a row. They've won 13 out of their last 14. This is going to be a great ball game tonight. This is a good Bondurant for our team. This is a team that, you know, we're not familiar with. Sheridan doesn't see Bondurant for our ever. It's a little surprising. They're in our district probably, actually. So we're about 35 seconds away from tip-off. Sheridan's not even out. I think here they come, as you can hear, hopefully, the crowd roar in the microphone.
Willie, tell me, get up.
Yeah, I think really the big thing, Mark, I was about ready to say, just to control your motions at the start of this game. This is something we talked about last year with our baseball teams. You know, don't speed up the games. You got to breathe, slow the game down, and let it come to you here, especially in the first couple minutes when the adrenaline is flowing. As we are getting ready to go here, wanted to make sure they didn't have the national anthem. Getting ready for the starting lineups. This is just an awesome atmosphere. Brand new Ankeny Centennial High School. New digs. Both student sections represented tonight. Students are actually behind the baskets here at Ankeny Centennial, which could cause a little distraction for free throws and things, which is normally not the case in high school basketball. Normally in 3A, you don't see the seats behind the basket, as you hear the roar from the Sheridan crowd here. So we are getting set for sub-state action. We're going to take a real quick break so we can get back for tip-off. And be right back. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierschbacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
At Community First Credit Union, we're running full speed ahead by offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.99% APR for up to 66 months. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance today. Or get yourself that new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.99% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Direct deposit required. Rates subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
You need your real estate sold and Red Ha Realty needs your listing. If you have property for sale in Appanoose, Marion, Monroe, Lucas, Wayne, Clark, Decatur, Warren Counties, or even Northern Missouri, get it sold with Red Ha Realty. Call Leland or Todd Shelton today at 641-774-4242 or visit online at www.redha.com.
What started at the end of a dirt road over 40 years ago is now over 40,000 square feet of showroom. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 Bypass in Sheraton is over 40,000 square feet of recreation vehicles that are ready to fill your riding thrills. Your custom recreation is on display at CNC. CNC Custom Cycle, ride it home. That's right, CNC Custom Cycle, they're a good deal better.
Whether you are recovering from a fall, illness, stroke, or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center can help. Using comprehensive and individual treatment plans, we work to help you regain your mobility, strength, and daily function. With therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services, visit us online at www.lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3213 to make an appointment.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Charger basketball is live right here on KIIC. We are set for tip-off. Sheridan Chargers in their home whites, Bondurant Farrar Blue Jays in their robed blue uniforms. Great matchup, Bondurant Farrar 18-5 on the season, Sheridan 20-3. A lot of excitement in the gym tonight. We are set for action. Jake Schroeder here alongside of me is Mark Felderman. He's not too nervous. I don't see him sweating bullets yet. I'm doing good, too. And, you know, talking to Coach Schooley before the game,
hey,
you know, him and I are.
I want to point something out here. There's no circle on the center.
They've got a real light circle. You can barely see it.
Oh,
it's
man,
a real
just
thin gray
barely.
Line. Yep, barely see it. So Willie Felderman tipping for the Chargers again. Sam Duffy tip goes up, and it's Sheridan basketball to start the game. Ben Moret, he's going to be double-teamed right away. Gets it over to Bankston, right wing. We'll see if that's a strategy early to double-team Moret. Moret's got the ball back now. He gets it over in the corner to Bankston, looking for somebody. He's hounded by Koki. He gets it down low now to Hawkinson. He puts it up and good. First 2 points of the game go to Sheridan. Hopefully that helps ease some of the nerves early on. Back the other way we go. Farrar with the basketball. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound, Duffy. Back to Peterson. Peterson at the top of the circle. He gets over to the point guard, Tyben Riley. Very quick point guard. He's guarded by Moret. Over to Peterson. Down the corner now to Koki. He gets it down low to Duffy. Duffy goes up and in for an easy bucket. Hawkinson went for the steal on the block. He missed it, and that left Duffy wide open for an easy bucket. So Sheridan ball in their half court. Lang with it over to Hawkinson at the left elbow. Swings it across court to Felderman. He's going to think about a shot. Now kicks it back out to Moret to reset things. Bankston with it. He gets it down to Hawkinson. He gets fouled. No call. Tipped the ball away. Up to Riley the other way. Fast break going for the Blue Jays, and he puts it up and good. Blue Jays take the lead 4-2. 6:45 left right at the start of the game. Felderman right wing with the basketball for Sheridan. Tries to drive, nothing happening. Kicks it back out to Moret, over to Lang. Lang pump fakes a three, pulls up, step back, shot,
Rebound, Felderman. Strong rebound for Willie Felderman.
He gets fouled.
And he gets fouled by Joey Cokie. First foul of the game is going to go against Joey Cokie for the Blue Jays, and Willie Felderman is going to get two shots. Great rebound by Willie there, Mark.
Absolutely.
Not a real good shot by Lang. He forced it a little bit as Willie gets set for the first free throw, and it's good. That's the biggest thing with Derek I worry about is letting the game come to him, not trying to force shots early because you know he wants this worse than anyone. And Willie luckily came skying for the offensive rebound, has a chance to tie the game. Shot is up, and it is good. So we got a tie game 4-4 early on in the first quarter. Riley with the basketball brings it up. Left side, three-point attempt is good, and that is going to be Drake Fuller. Drake Fuller, he's a gunner. Mark mentioned he's nearing 1,000 points for his career, and he is the man that Coach Schooley was most concerned about tonight. You cannot give him an inch of breathing room, or he will pop that three-pointer. Hawkinson now with the ball for the Chargers. He's going to drive in. Might have got away with the travel. He puts it up and good. Looked like he might have got away with the travel, Mark, but we'll take the points. 7-6, Blue Jay basketball. We get it down low to Duffy on the right block. Guard by Hawkinson. He's straight up. No call, and oh, wow, somehow bounces in. Sam Duffy throws it up against Hawkinson, who was straight up and got a lot of rim, and it went in. Hate to see Duffy get going early, Mark, yet that inside advantage is where we're going to win the basketball game tonight, hopefully, as Duffy is their only guy of any size. So Moret with the basketball. He's going to take a jump shot.
Nails
good.
It.
Good sign for the Chargers. Ben Moret hits a free throw line jump shot from the right elbow, and he knocks it down. Back the other way now. Farrar pushing the basketball early. They get it to Fuller in the lane. Good. So Fuller starts out hot. That's a bad sign for the Chargers. He's a guy you want to be ice cold tonight.
They let 6 points for him already.
Yeah, they let him cut right through the lane there and pulled up for just a little 10-foot running jump shot. 11-8, Farrar with the lead early going. Lang with the basketball top of the circle. Gets a screen left. Hawkinson now kicks it over to Hawkinson. Bankston with it, left wing, and he gets it taken away by Riley. Just got careless with the basketball. Now Bankston's going to pick up a reach-in foul near the half-court line.
Not a bad foul because it kept him from going in and having the easy layup.
Riley is quick, and Bankston just got careless with the basketball, Mark. He just kind of was holding it out there, not paying attention, and Riley just picked his pocket.
So where we don't want to be right now is we have TJ and Willie out on the perimeter like crazy.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow.
Corner three-point attempt by that man, Fuller. Nothing but net again. Wow. As here's Hawkinson goes in the other way, and he's going to get a foul called. Luckily, on looks like it might be Cokie again, number 21. Boy, that's a tough call on Cokie. TJ was trying to force it through two guys there and really didn't have anywhere to go, and luckily for TJ, drew the foul. That's a tough one on Cokie. Hits his second foul, though, as TJ misses the first shot of the two shots. Cokie's going to have to come out of the game now right away with two fouls. Grant Kleinfelter is into the game now for the Blue Jays. As here's Hawkinson, puts up the second free throw, and it is good. So we've got a 14-9 ball game now. Early important possession for the Chargers here, as Bankston nearly steals it from Fuller. Might have got away with a push off, and they get it down. Fuller gets it down low, now kicks it out to Riley. Riley back to Duffy, who puts it up and in.
That's 8 points for Sam Duffy.
Farrar on fire right now as they nearly steal it from Lang in the backcourt. Bondurant Farrar on fire from the field right now. They lead 16-7 halfway through the first quarter. Moret with the basketball for the Chargers. Over to Lang. Lang's going to force up a shot, and this can be long. It goes over the backboard. Just inside the three-point line, Lang took a jump shot. Like to see a little more open shot, just not force those.
16-9 is our score. Sheraton trailing by 7 points with 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter.
Bondurant Farrar with the ball now. Fuller dumps it down to that man, 44, Duffy. He misses it, but offensive rebound again. Gets rejected, luckily, by Willie Felderman out of nowhere.
They wanted a foul.
Got to rebound the basketball on the offensive end, boys, especially with how hot Farrar is right now. As Felderman's going to take a 15-foot jump shot, and it goes in and out. Moretz, smallest guy in the court, ends up with the rebound. And he's going to set up a play now. He's got the top of the circle. Sheridan down 7. Like to cut into this lead here. Hawkinson looking to screen for Lang. Now he dishes it baseline to Felderman. Felderman's going to go baseline. Up and under move. No good. and nearly goes out of bounds, and it does go out of bounds off of the Blue Jays. Luckily for the Chargers, the Blue Jays had the basketball and the rebound, and it slipped right through their hands, so Sheridan gets another possession. Like to get a nice close range look. We've taken three or four real tough shots so far. As Lang gets the corner three-pointer, and he hits it. That'll work. Lang gets the ball back from the inbound. He inbounds, passes the ball, gets it back, and hits it from the corner. So 16-12 now. Here's Fuller with another three-point shot. This time he misses, luckily. And up the other way we go. Felderman with it, looking to penetrate. He gets double-teamed now. Kicks it over to Bankston. He goes baseline. Back to Lang. Three-point attempt. No good. Right on line, just off the front of the rim. Tyvin Riley goes coast-to-coast now for the Blue Jays. Wow. Tyvin Riley got to stop ball on him. He's very quick, and he just goes coast-to-coast, untouched, right through the lane. Moret sets up a play here. He's top of the circle. Gets it over to Lang at the free throw line. Lang back to Moret, over to Bankston, right side. Trying to get it down to Hawkins. Now Bankston throws it away.
That's
Chargers
a double.
Have to get back, and number 33, Kleinfelter, carries the basketball. Gets called for palming for the Blue Jays. So turnover on the Blue Jays. One of the first turnovers of the game.
Yeah, it's been very clean. Two minutes and 20 seconds left to play here in this first quarter. Sheridan down by six, 18-12. Been a little cold, especially want to get a few more points out of Derek. He's only got one basket so far, three-pointer.
Have to work at a little better at feeding the post here, Mark. And get our bigs have to work on getting better position, too.
They're not
fighting for position hard enough. So Sheridan basketball, Moret with it. Over to Hawkinson. He's just above the free throw line, over to Lang. Lang's going to think about a jump shot. Now gets it down to Felderman. He gets it rejected by Sam Duffy. Sam Duffy having a real good game so far, too. He's their center, only 6'2", but he's pretty strong.
He got up there.
Pretty strong, wide body, has good vertical leap.
And 8 points so far.
Lang inbounding it for the Chargers. He gets over Moret. Moret throws it away to Riley. He's going the other way, and he gets away. Or is it going to call
travel?
They're going to call a foul on Bankston, so that's not good. Bankston picks up his second. The one thing we can't afford is foul trouble as we only go six deep.
Ben Kinnan and pleading for a travel on that one.
Yeah, Riley's too fast. We've made three or four careless passes, Mark, and you can't make careless passes. You got to make crisp passes against him. He's just going to pick that.
We are at sub-state where it makes a difference.
Yep. We have the level of competition definitely is ramped up. As here's Duffy. He bowls over Hawkinson, no call. He dishes it low, gets it back to Riley. He's going to put up a free throw line jump shot. Good. Bondurant Farrar got some weapons that the Chargers haven't seen for a while. They've got three guys that can, looks like, match our three guys.
Right.
We've not seen that from too many competitors lately. As here's Lang. He tries to drive baseline. They're going to get a hand-checking call on someone. Looks like it's going to be on Grant Peterson for the Blue Jays. Third team foul on the Blue Jays. Just a minute 23 left. Sheridan down 20-12. Lang inbounding the ball under the basket. Gets over the corner to Bankston. He's going to take a three-point attempt.
Nope,
that's
short.
Way short. Bankston gets his own rebound, though. Now kicks it over to Felderman. Back to Moret. Down low to Hawkinson. Hawkinson's going to take a little jump shot. It's good.
Nice shot.
Nice little baseline jump shot by TJ Hawkinson. Like to see him getting some more looks down on the block.
That's 7 points for TJ.
Almost 1 minute left in the game, or in the quarter, I should say, as Bondurant Farrar. Wow. Everybody's shooting. Grant Peterson knocks down a 3-point attempt. Nobody close to him, though, Mark. We've got to get hands and faces here.
Yep.
Bondurant Farrar came
nine.
To play.
Sheridan down by nine with 50 seconds left in the first quarter.
Bondurant Farrar. Here's Moret with it for the Chargers. Over to Felderman. Bondurant Farrar putting a lot of pressure on the ball right now, Mark, which we also haven't seen a lot of. They're really taking it to our ball handlers. Felderman gets into the lane. He spins, puts up a deuce. 4 points for Willie Felderman. That gets the lead for Bondurant, or cuts into the lead for Farrar, 23-16. 25 seconds left.
Yep. Going to hold it out for one shot.
Looks like Tyvin Riley's going to hold it here. Chargers got to get a hand in the face and not give up an easy bucket here at the end of the quarter. Bondurant Farrar.
10 seconds.
They're going to get to their man, Fuller, their leading scorer. He's going to go baseline. Gets it blocked by Felderman, but they're going to get a foul on Felderman. Must have got him a little bit with the body. Sheridan student section doesn't like it. Ben Kinnaman's giving the referee an earful over there. It looked like a pretty good block from our angle, but it's hard to see if he got body or not. Yeah. As Fuller's to the line for two shots. He puts up the first one. What's he shooting on the air from the line, Mark?
Yeah, good question.
He's got a really pure-looking shot.
He is from the free throw line. He's a 69.5%.
He missed the second one. Rebound for Feldman. 4 seconds left. Ball gets tipped away off of Farrar. There's 1.8 seconds left.
Actually, that's not terrible.
And it's going to be right on the Sheridan sideline. I'm sorry, the opposite sideline, right in front of half court. As they get a lob pass to Hawkinson off his fingertips, and that's going to be the end of the quarter. So, tough first quarter for the Chargers. Bondurant Farrar has come out on fire from the field. They lead 24-16, and that's the end of the first quarter. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Whether you are recovering from a fall, illness, stroke, or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center can help. Using comprehensive and individual treatment plans, we work to help you regain your mobility, strength, and daily function. With therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services, visit us online at www.lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3213 to make an appointment.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Jake Schroeder, Mark Felderman back in Ankeny. First possession of the second quarter is going to go to the Blue Jays. They are up 8, 24-16. Fuller with it. He drives into the lane. Pops. Good. Boy, Drake Fuller on fire to start the game.
9 points for him.
9 points, and he has got about as pure-looking jump shot as we have seen all season, Mark. I don't know if we've seen another player with a better-looking jump shot. Sheridan basketball now. They need to cut into this lead. Down 10, Bankston over to Felderman. Felderman thinks about driving. Now he dribbles once over to Moret. Moret, a lot of standing around, a lot of dribbling for the Chargers. Moret's going to go ahead and take a jump shot, and he hits it. Now we got a whistle right after the jump shot. Let's see what happens here.
See if the basket's good.
I'm not basket sure. Should be good. It was already in the good. Air. And they're... And so Sheridan catches a break. That's going to be on Sam Duffy on the rebound. He got caught with a push.
So Sheridan's going to get
the ball. So Sheridan's going to get the basketball. A chance for either a 4 or 5 point possession here as after Moret knocks down the free throw. They retain possession. So here's Lang. He gets it back off the inbounds pass over to Felderman. Felderman's going to drive. Pump fake. Puts it up. No
Boy,
good.
He can't. He's having trouble tonight.
Back the other way we go. Somebody's got to stop Riley. He's quick with the ball. He gets it left side over to...
Reach.
20. That's Dylan Story into the game now for the Blue Jays, and we're going to get a foul call.
Dylan Story's a sophomore.
That's going to be Derek Lang's first foul. 14 fouls apiece right now. 26-18, 7 minutes left in the first half. Fuller with the basketball now. He's guarded by Moret. Little switch up. Bankston over on Riley now. Riley's going to swing it clear across court. Now back to Fuller, top of the circle. Boy, Fuller, you just can't give an inch to him. As Riley is going to get the ball from Fuller, he takes a three-pointer, and it's good.
That's 8 points for Tyvin Riley.
Yeah, Blue Jays with their biggest lead of the game, 11 points, 29-18. Sheridan with the basketball, need a bucket. Bankston's going to take a three-point attempt. It's no good. Right now, there's a scramble for the basketball, and Riley's going to come up with it for the Blue Jays. He's pushing it, kicks it over to Fuller. Now back up top to 20, Story. He kicks it over to Peterson, down low to Duffy on the block. Uh-oh, Fuller's got it open for a three-point attempt. No good, in and out. Lang with a high rebound. Might have been over the back call, no call, and Sheridan retains possession. Bankston now pushes up to Moret. As Derek Lang pump fakes, and he's going to get called for shuffling his feet, and he knows it. So another turnover for the Chargers. Chargers just a little rattled right now, Mark. Bondurant seems just a little quicker first step tonight, and obviously they're on fire. Right now we're not hitting three-point attempts other than the one from Lang, and Bondurant Farrar is on fire.
One three-pointer for us and three for Bondurant Farrar Blue Jays.
Here's a three-point attempt, another one by the Blue Jays. No good. Fight for the rebound goes off Hawkinson. Got to secure these defensive rebounds, too. Need to box out, get up, and get just the fundamentals here, the little things, boxing out, take care of the basketball, as Riley's going to inbound it for the Blue Jays, who are up 11. They get it inbounds down to Duffy. Duffy's going to kick it back over to Riley on the right wing. He's picked up by Bankston. Riley's going to back it up. Riley seems he's quick, but he's very under control at the same time, which is a sign of a good point guard, as Duffy might have got away with a double dribble there. No call. Interesting. Riley gets it top of the circle now. He passes it over to number 32 in the game. That's Dylan Stafford. And he stepped out of bounds. I'm sorry, Stafford passed it over to Koki, who's on the baseline. Koki actually got a toe on the inbounds line, so Sheridan catches a break. Sheridan's struggling to find a rhythm right now, Mark. And Blue Jays kind of picking up a little bit of a three-quarters court press here, putting just a little extra pressure on the ball handler, seeing if they can pick up a cheap turnover. And they almost get one. Tapped away momentarily. Now gets it to Lang over to Felderman. Felderman gets it to Lang. Sheridan setting up a play here. Swings it left side to Moret. Lang cuts through the lane. Over to Felderman. Over to Bankston. Right side now. Swing pass Lang. Top of the circle. He's going to take a three-point attempt, and it's no good. Rebound, though, goes to Bankston. Hawkinson gets it. He drops steps, puts it up left-handed. No good, and we're going to get a foul call. We'll see who that's on.
Hopefully it's on
Duffy.
It'd
be nice if it was on Duffy. We'll see. And it's going to be on number 21, Joey Koki.
Okay.
That's actually going to be his third, though, so that's not a bad thing either. Fifth team foul on the Blue Jays. Hawkinson at the line for two. He puts the first one up, and it's good.
Dylan.
As Koki's not happy with that third foul. We need to find a way to get Hawkinson position on the block, I feel like, tonight, Mark, and get him some close shots. Right now he's got the high hand for the Chargers, and when he does get the ball, they're fouling him, too. Can get some guys in foul troubles. He makes a second shot, so 29-20 is the lead for the Blue Jays. 4:40 left in the second quarter. Duffy goes up left-handed, no good. Rebound secured, Hawkinson. Hawkinson's going to go ahead and bring it up court himself. And Hawkinson's going to hand off to Moret to set up the offense. Moret, top of the circle. He's looking. Swing pass to Bankston. He's going to drive in. Gets fouled across the wrist. It goes out of bounds. They're going to call it a clean strip. Boy, that was a lot of wrist. You can see it from here.
You know,
should have been a foul, and it goes out of bounds.
This is by far the biggest court we've played on this year. And I don't know if that's playing a little bit of a role, but it's making that our boys are way outside.
So here's Felderman. He tries to drive baseline. Kicks it over to Moret. Might got away with the travel. For our crowd, our Bondurant crowd is calling for it, but Sheridan keeps possession. Lang has it. A lot of contact. Gets it down low to Hawkinson. He's going to go up. Nope, he's going to kick it back out to Moretis. He got double team. Moret's going to drive, and he gets a foul called. Oh, no, they're going to call a jump ball. Wow. Jump ball called as Drake Fuller reached in almost from behind.
Right.
I thought they were going to call reach in, and it's kind of funny. The guy that was behind the play called it. How can he even see that? I don't know, because the basketball was to his back or in front of the player. All he saw was the player's back. So Sheridan inbounds it now. Hawkinson gets it. He's going to get what? It looks like they are going to call an offensive foul on Hawkinson, a charge. So Hawkinson gets the ball. Hawkinson gets the ball, and he turns. Coach Schooley is begging or pleading with the referee, like, how is that a charge?
Yeah,
and I would agree with him. That's a bad call.
That's a bad call.
First foul on Hawkinson, and that's a big call, too. Sheridan really needed that possession.
29-20 with 3:42 left.
Yep, there's a travel. Good call by the referee. We get the call.
Sam Duffy went right underneath the basket and did the hook shot, but he took an extra step in there. It was a nice move. But too many steps.
That's a good call by the referee there, as he got the basketball. He got the basketball and just took three steps. So 29-20 is the score. Sheridan down. 3:30 left. As here's Duffy.
How is that not a foul? You got a full swing, went completely over him, hit him on the arm, shoulder, and head. How is that not a foul?
Yeah, they're definitely letting some things go out there right now.
That's awful.
Sheridan's got to toughen up and play through the contact.
Well, through the contact, but
ball goes out of bounds.
Battery.
Sheridan with the basketball. Lang with it. Lang pulls up. Free throw line jump shot. Nothing but net. So Derek Lang gets an open shot. He puts it in. Cuts the lead to 7. 29-22. 3:19 left. A couple big possessions here for the Chargers. play some good defense, keep this lead real close before travel half there. As Fuller gets a three-point attempt, and it's way off. Rebound to Lang. Derek Lang pushing it up the other way. Goes behind his back. Gets it over to Hawkinson. Up in the air. Now to Moret. Back to Hawkinson. He's going to take a baseline jump shot.
Yes.
Good. 29-24 is the lead now. That gets the Charger fans up off their feet. And we're going to get a timeout, Bondurant Farrar. It's just a 30-second timeout. Just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. And let's reset thing. That got both teams' crowds off of their feet. First time tonight that we've heard that roar. 29-24. Farrar or Bondurant with the lead. I'm struggling with that Bondurant Farrar thing, Mark.
Yeah, the Blue Jays.
5-point lead, 2:53 left. How do we have to finish this first half? What are you looking for?
Well, we've got to get our big men down. They're up and they're out on the perimeter. Yeah. Both Willie and TJ are out on the 3-point line. And we've got to get Derek Lang the ball in a position where he can make the basket.
Yeah.
Christian Bankston's been unheard of. From, I should say, the whole time. We got to get him involved.
It seems like they're wanting to double down when we do get it down low, which could open up a shot for Derek then if we can kick it right back out.
Sheraton also in a 2-3 zone, which we haven't played a whole lot this year, and we have a hard time.
As Sheraton gets a steal off of it. It's a good defense by the Chargers. That gets the Chargers crowd excited. As Hawkinson gets it over to Moret, he's going to bring it into the front court. Moret gets it to Hawkinson. He's going to take another jump shot, and it rolls in. Not exactly the shot you want TJ taking all night long, but we'll take the points. 29-26 now. Sheraton cuts it to a 3-point lead. We've got a ball game. 2:22 left. Riley drives in the lane. He dishes it off. No good. Rebound to Sheraton. Hawkinson now gets it. He's going to look to go coast to coast, and he's going to lose it out of bounds. No, they're going to call it off of Duffy. I think Sheraton caught a break there, Mark, as Hawkinson lost control of the ball. He got in a little bit of a hurry, and they're going to say that it went off Duffy from Bondurant Farrar. So Sheraton catching a break has a chance to cut the lead to one or tie here as Bankston hands off to Lang. Lang over to Moret. Moret gets it down low on the block to Felderman. That's a good place to get him, and he's going to get fouled. Oh, no, they call a travel. Wow. They said he slid the foot. If that was a travel, that referee definitely has got the measuring stick out. If he slid the foot, it wasn't by much. Referee is definitely calling the travels close tonight on the spin moves.
And they're letting huge amounts of contact going.
2 minutes left in the half here. Sheraton back in that 2-3 zone. Bondurant gets it over to Riley, top of the circle, almost thrown away. Duffy gets it now Duffy with it now. Duffy. Duffy traveled too, and they got away with it. So Duffy runs over Hawkinson, then he travels after it, and neither one gets called, and he puts it up for 2 points. Boy, that's a tough call there in the Chargers. It looks like the referees are not going to allow any kind of questionable charging tonight, flopping, but they did get Hawkinson for the one earlier, so who knows. Lang with it now for the Chargers. Over to Hawkinson. We need to get Hawkinson down low. He's out above the three-point line as Moret puts up a little runner. No good. Hawkinson fights for the rebound, and he's going to get fouled. Looks like it's going to be on the floor.
Right.
They're going to get Duffy. That's going to be at least his second.
See
what the Blue Jays coach wants to do here, Mark. See if he takes Duffy out of the game to prevent that third foul with only a minute left in the half.
Yes, he is.
We'll see if looks like number 32, Stafford. And he does come in for Duffy. Good coaching move there.
Yep. 31-26, a buck 9 left to play. Five-point lead for the Blue Jays.
Lang inbound in the basketball. For Sheraton gets over to Bankston, over to Moret. He's going to take a three-point attempt, and it's good.
Yumbo!
Ben Moret is on fire tonight. 7 points for Ben. He cuts it to a two-point lead. Sheraton Chargers cutting this lead to 2 points. 1 minute left in the half. Bondurant with the basketball. Riley, dishes it over to number 14, Grant Peterson. Now back to Riley, over in the corner looking. Nope, he's going to keep the basketball guarded by Bankston. Over to Fuller. Fuller pulls up inside the three-point line, and he knocks it down. Tough shot. Boy, Drake Fuller can rise up, and now the other way we go. Transition basketball. Derek Lang looked like he got fouled on the transition layup, and he misses it. And now Bondurant is going to hold the ball for the last shot. 20 seconds left. Big possession for the Chargers. Would like to keep it a 4-point game going into halftime. Fuller with the basketball. You cannot give him any breathing room. He can pull up and shoot against anyone. Now over to Riley. 7 seconds left. Riley's going to go. He's going to get over to Fuller. Fuller pops up, takes a long three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Felderman, and we're going to go into half. So good half of basketball here. Sheridan found themselves down 11 points just a little bit ago, but they cut into the lead. 33-29, they're down just 4 points going into half.
Had it down to two.
Yep, had it down to two. A lot of contact that first half. Sheridan's got to toughen up maybe a little bit, not look for fouls and just finish the plays. I'd like to see maybe a little better position on the blocks from our post guys.
Absolutely.
You got to want to have that position and fight for it a little bit. Right now we're not fighting for it.
Absolutely. That's where Coach Schooley, in the, as they were looking at film on Monday, Friday, said that's where we have to win the game, down on the blocks, yeah. And we are not winning it on the blocks
the guys
at
up
all.
Top, so,
go ahead.
Like I say, we'll take time out here. We're getting a timeout signal, and it looks like Mr. Millage, Sheridan Athletic Director, is going to come up during halftime for a short interview. And so we'll take a break and be back. And I wanted to give a shout-out to my man Jordan Boffman, 2013 Sheridan graduate listening tonight all the way over in Omaha. So thanks, Jordan. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Best-in-class sales, best-in-class service. That's what you get when your local Indianola car dealers join forces here in Warren County, Noble, Southtown, and Waters. With over 1,500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock at all times, we're sure we'll have the vehicle you're looking for at the price you want to pay. Just go to IndianolaAuto.com and see our complete inventory online. From new Fords to Buicks and GMCs, Chryslers, Dodges, and Jeeps, plus any and every late model, low mileage, pre-owned imaginable. That's IndianolaAuto.com, where you can schedule your service appointment, get directions and hours, find money-saving service specials, and more. And here at IAG, we leave credit histories where they belong, in the past. With guaranteed financing, we look to your credit future to assist in establishing your credit while you drive the new or pre-owned vehicle you deserve. Your complete satisfaction isn't just our goal, it's our only goal. Come to Indianola for every American make and model. Indianola Auto Group.
And Jake Schroeder and Mark Felderman, we're back in Ankeny. Sheridan down 33-29 in the sub-state final game. Two quarters away from determining who goes to Wells Fargo Arena and a chance to play in the state tournament. We are happy to be joined by Sheridan Athletic Director. What's your name again? Tim Millage. Tim looking good as always and representing Sheridan well. And Tim, good first half of basketball. Great showing from the Charger crowd tonight as always. And what's your thoughts on the first half?
Oh, yeah, you said it. And my goodness, I think the whole town of Sheridan is here. And we knew that they would travel. Our fans are the best. And like you said, it's a great half of basketball. You know, Bond Durant started off on fire. We got down 10, but that, you know, our guys are resilient. And they've shown that all year, that when they get down, nobody panics. And it seems like somebody new every game kind of steps up. And Ben Moret in the first half, yeah, I think, really had a good first half. And, you know, this is a whole new ball game now. You find yourself down at 4 at halftime. Anything can happen now. So you gotta credit the Chargers' resiliency, fighting back down 10 early in the second quarter to cut this to 4. And really, I'm anticipating a great second half. We thought this was going to be a hard-fought game. Bonner and Farrar, obviously a very talented team. But I like where we're at right now.
Start of the third quarter. You know, you're a former coach. Always, for start of the third quarter seems to be almost the determining factor in a lot of games, in my opinion. Really, how we come out, start the first 4 minutes or so of the game might determine it. Interesting stat, too. Sheridan has yet to sub this game. That could play a factor, too. Farrar probably gone 9 deep or so, I'd say.
Right. Yeah, we're not very deep, but, you know, that hasn't hurt us most of the year. And I agree. You know, the first two, we always said the first 2 minutes of the second half and the first half are the most important. I know that that's what Coach Schooley's talking about right now. You know, if we come out here and don't play any defense, don't get any points on offense, you know, they extend that lead to 10 again. It's hard to come back multiple times during a game. On the opposite side, if we come out and we play like we're capable on offense and defense, you know, we're right back in this game, and then if not ahead. So, you know, the first 2 minutes are going to be critical.
You know, Tim, you and I were talking earlier today about, you know, you've been a basketball coach for a long time. How hard is it to sit in the stands and kind of be checking out the student body to make sure that they're all right instead of be prowling the sideline there?
Yeah, it's different. I'll say that. You know, once a coach, always a coach, though. And you know, just a tremendous opportunity that we have. And I'm so happy for our school. I'm so happy for our community. I'm so happy for our coaches and our players. We deserve this. We need this. And, you know, I get kind of teary just thinking about this because as long as I can remember, 35 years of my life,
yeah,
I've wanted and dreamt of nothing more than to make to the state, you know, the state tournament. And I just can't believe we're here. You know, Sheraton basketball, where it's at now, we're in a great spot. And I know that I'm not the only one that's wanting this more than a lot of other people. But, you know, what a great position to be in tonight, win or lose. You got to like where we're at and the excitement that everybody has now.
First sub-state game since 89, I believe. So just making it to sub-state alone is something that has not been done for a long time. So
93 and 99.
Yeah, I was talking 93 and 99. Thank you.
Yeah.
Been a long time coming, and district championship this year too. So we've made a lot of strides this year. And hopefully success breeds success, you know, too, as we've had some success, luckily, in, you know, baseball and then football much improved this year, basketball having a great season. I think the kids hopefully build on that success and enjoy the winning aspect of things too.
Yeah, you know, we enjoy all of the success, but we're trying to get to the point where we're not just satisfied with being a good team and having a good team. We want to take it to that next step. We don't want to just have these great years. We want to take it to somewhere we've never been to before, and we're doing that with a lot of the sports that you've just mentioned. I'm just really thrilled with the pride in Sheraton. The pride at the high school right now is at an all-time high. Just look around the gym tonight. It's amazing. We packed two pep buses tonight for tonight's game.
And full.
Sold out in less than an hour.
Uh-huh.
So it's that says a lot about
really
your students.
Amazing.
Really a great outpouring.
I know you don't want to take credit either, Tim, but I think you've got a lot to do with the school spirit right now. It's great to have you back in town, but you're doing a lot of good things, and I think you're a real good reason for it also.
Wow.
So, we'll tell you what, yep. Tim, as the teams are getting ready to set to take the court here. It's about 3 minutes away from the second half. And it'd been great to get a coach's perspective, too, on the first half. And did you
I was going to mention to Tim, and you know, you mentioned about the attitude in the school. Take a look over at the stands over there, and you've got parents, grandparents, community members. You've got a lot of faculty members over there. Who are working all day with these kids, and they take their night on a Monday night to come up here and cheer them on.
Yeah, well, you know, they have a vested interest in these kids, and that's what good teachers do. That's what good, you know, staff members do. They don't care about them just when they're in the seats learning. They care about them when they're outside of the school, and that's why I think we have a great staff, a great faculty. You know, and our kids see that too, and they appreciate it. Believe it or not, they know who's in the stands every night. Even in a gym like tonight, they're going to know who was here and wasn't here. And I know that not everybody can make it. I'm just pointing out the fact that, you know, they know who's here, and they're awfully appreciative of all the support that they've gotten this year.
And there are a lot of people over there. In addition, there are a lot of people sitting over there in the stands that don't have any relation on this floor at all. But they're there rooting on the Chargers and part of this community.
That's exactly what it is. It's all about community. And, you know, our town has got a lot of pride right now for a lot of good reasons, and this is one of them.
Yeah, it's good to see. I see the Gorn family across the court. They moved to Ankeny about 4 or 5 years ago. Jeff had to take a job up here, and they're in the stands tonight on the Sheraton side. So a lot of pride. Just going back to the game for just 1 second, Tim, it seems like Mark and I – it seems like our centers, our big guys tonight, Hawkinson and Filderman, have been out around the three-point line a lot. Do you see anything with that? Is there something to be said? It seems like maybe they just need to fight for position a little harder. They're giving it up a little too easy. It'd be nice to get them on the block a little more and feed the post. Is that something you're seeing, or are we off base there?
No, I think that's what Brian Durant Farrar probably had in mind. They probably want to push our post players as far away from the basket as they can because they're not as effective away from the basket as they are underneath the basket. So, yeah, I think that's a good coaching move by Bondurant's coach. Uh-huh. Hopefully we can adjust, and hopefully our guys fight for position.
How do we counter? Thanks, Tim, for joining us. Appreciate the coach's perspective there. And enjoy the second half. Try not to chew all your fingernails off, okay?
already gone. They're bloody. I bleed red, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for everything. Drive safe home, okay?
All right, go Chargers.
Mark, we'll throw it over you here. Do you got some first half stats for us?
I sure do. For the Blue Jays, leading scorers, Drake Fuller, 11 points. And then Trivin Riley puts in 8. So does Sam Duffy. Sam Duffy's points early in the game. And since then adjusted, and he's not been doing near as much. 3 points
A long three-pointer by Grant Peterson. For the Sheraton Chargers, they're being led by T.J. Hockenson, who has 13 points in the game so far. And then, surprise, Ben Moret is the second leading scorer in the first half, 7 points. Derek Lang, 5 points. Willie Felderman, 4 points.
Ben Moret's first half is huge for the Chargers because Bondurant Farrar is doing exactly what Knoxville tried to do to us the other night. They're just leaving Ben alone, just begging him to shoot and forcing him to beat them. And when Ben's knocking down shots, that strategy doesn't work. So that's huge for Ben to be knocking those down.
Saturday at practice, Coach Kelly Lynch, as soon as Ben Moret walked into the gym, he grabbed Ben and said, "Ben, you're with me all practice today." No, really.
Uh-huh.
And he just played defense with him and had him shoot.
Uh-huh.
Shoot, 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 shoot.
And now hitting those early shots breeds some confidence, too. And, you know, at the end of the game the other night against Knoxville, he hit 2 big free throws at the end in crunch time, too. So here we go. Start of the third quarter. Bondurant Farrar with the basketball in the lead, 33-29. And they kick off the third quarter with possession. Tyvin Riley gets it down. He gets it poked away. Tries to get it down on the block to Sam Duffy. Hockenson goes around his back and pokes it away. So Sheridan, Moretz gives it right back. And now back to Duffy. Duffy's going to go in for an easy layup. Just a careless pass there by Ben Moret, and he threw it right away. And that's not what we can do, giving up the easy transition buckets with careless passes. So Lang now gets it in the front court for Sheridan. Over to Moret. Sheridan, once again, is not subbed this entire game. All five starters have played the entire game. Bondurant Farrar has gone, I think, at least 9 deep. Definitely 8, as here's Bankston. He takes a little baseline runner and puts it in and scores. So Bankston's on the board for the Chargers. First 2 points of the game, Mark.
Yep.
So 35-31 is the score. Bondurant with the lead.
I think that's his first shot.
He's taking a couple three-pointers, I think.
Oh, yeah,
that's
you're right.
Definitely his first points. As here's Riley gets into the lane. He misses it, but then T.J. Hockenson gets the rebound and starts looking up court and forgot about Riley. Riley pokes it away, then throws it off. Hockenson out of bounds, so got to secure those rebounds, boys. Let's go. Riley's quick. He's done that 3 or 4 times tonight where we've just kind of fell asleep with the basketball, and he's poked it away. So Riley gets it on the inbounds, puts it over to Duffy down low on the block. It's double team. Oh. Kicks it over to Peterson. Peterson shoots it up. No good. Rebound Lang. Now he pushes it the other way. Lang up to Hockenson. Hockenson's going to go in, and he's going to get stripped, they're saying, but that is a lot of foul. And the referee says, "I'm sorry, coach." Coach Schooley looking for a foul there. Looks like the referee was out of position, Mark, and didn't see that. He was behind the play. A lot of arm and wasn't caught. Luckily, Sheridan basketball, though. Lang inbounding it over to Moret. Now hands it back to Lang. Lang drives free throw line, kicks it back over to Moret. Moret's going to drive baseline. He tries to put it up, and this time they get a foul call, and I think that's going to be on Fuller.
That would be nice.
That would be nice if it was on Fuller. And it is on Fuller, leading scorer for Bondurant Farrar. We'll see how many that is on him. Wow, they say that's only his first. I thought he had at least two myself, but as Moret is at the line for two, he puts the first one up and good, cuts the lead to 3. Couple more shout-outs here. Wanted to say hi. My wife's uncle, Rob McDonald, I think he was a 73 or a 74 Sheridan graduate. He's up here all the way from Texas as Moret makes the second one. All the way from Texas. He's listening to the game tonight, Joe. He's up in Sheridan.
Two-point game, 35-33 as Ben Moret hits both of those free throws. 6 minutes, 21 seconds left in the third quarter. Just a two-point deficit. So the Chargers play some defense now.
So Riley with the basketball nearly stolen by Lang. He tips it out of bounds. Bondurant Farrar with the basketball. As Mark mentioned, Bondurant Farrar up two. Sheridan's got to play really tough D as they nearly do. They nearly steal it. Christian Brinkston dives on the floor, and then back the other way we go as Duffy gets it in low, and he puts it up and good. That's one of those
great defense and ended up with a 5-on-2.
All or nothing plays. The fact that we had two guys go for the steal, dive, and miss it left 5-on-3 on the other way as we're going to get a reach-in foul called here on Lang. Referees all of a sudden calling this a little tighter as Lang gets the reach-in against him. That's 2 team fouls.
They're calling it tighter in the out on the perimeter, but it's down low, still nothing.
So Moret now with it in Sheridan's half court. He's hounded by Fuller. Bondurant Farrar really likes to put a lot of pressure on the basketball. Lang with it. He gets it down to Hockenson. He's on the right wing over to Bankston. He's just behind the three-point line. Over to Moret now, top of the circle. Gets it over to Lang. Lang looking for somebody. Now Hawkinson with it. Hawkinson's going to drive. He gets shut down, so Bankston's going to get it. He's going to take a three-pointer, and it's good.
Yumbo!
Big shot by Christian Bankston. Three-pointer cuts it to a one-point game, 37-36. Bonner and Farrar. You can feel the energy picking up in the building tonight as Farrar with the basketball. Duffy gets it. He kicks it over to
How about 3 seconds on
Fuller,
number 20?
Fuller now, and they're going to get – Fuller gets it down to Duffy. He tries to go baseline. Hawkinson tried to draw a foul, and he's going to get called for a block instead. So Hawkinson with the foul. I believe that's a second. We'll see. Referees are not giving TJ that call tonight. You know, TJ might have to hold his ground.
That is two fouls.
Inbounds to Peterson. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound, fight for it. Yeah. Willie Felderman comes up with, I'm sorry, that was Dylan Story with the three-point attempt, no good. Now we go the other way. Lang looking to penetrate, looking to penetrate. Nothing happening. Behind the back, hands it off to Moret. Right side, Bankston, baseline, Felderman. Felderman's going to drive baseline, spin, stop, up, good.
First lead of the game, 37-36.
Sheridan with the lead, that gets the crowd up. We've got a ball game, 4:33 left in the third quarter. Here's Fuller, he's going to take it baseline, gets it down to Duffy somehow. Duffy goes up, a lot of contact, no foul. Duffy gets his own rebound, puts it up again. Rejected by TJ Hawkinson, back the other way we go. Hawkinson now gets it from Lang. He puts it up and good. Sheridan breaks open a three-point lead. Bronder and Farrar is going to get a timeout. Their coach is not happy.
He's more than a little bit mad about it.
And the crowd goes crazy.
Underneath.
40-37. Sheridan on a run as I'm not sure what just happened here, but Coach Piersbacher for the Chargers was on the floor, assistant coach for the Chargers. I'm not sure if he passed out momentarily or just tripped there. The coaching staff is checking on him. So this is a full timeout. Let's take just one commercial break. One commercial break, Scotty. We'll be right back. You're listening to Charger Basketball here on KIIC Thunder Country.
641-203-0578. That's the number for Bingham Construction. Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes and doing remodeling, general repair, long enough for folks to know if you want to be treated right and get the job done right, that's the number to call. For a new home, a garage, remodeling, from simple to complex, call Bingham Construction. 641-203-0578. Hey, we're not making this stuff up. Ask anybody.
Jake Schroeder, Mark Felderman, back in Sheridan. Sheridan with the three-point lead now, halfway through the third quarter. Want to give a shout-out to Alex Wright and Dustin Harden, two college kids, 2013 graduates. They're listening online tonight. Also want to thank all the Von Durant for our fans joining in tonight. Appreciate you guys jumping online and listening. And you have to put up with Mark and I being some Charger homers, but that's just the way it is. So we appreciate you guys. As Fuller gets the basketball in the corner, shoots, and he knocks down a three-point shot. So Fuller is getting going again, and now Riley's going to pick up a foul as he pushes Bankston from behind. A lot of intensity in the building right now. We've got a tie ball game. Wells Fargo Arena on the line. You can imagine the crowd is getting into this. Von Durant for our crowd, not happy with the couple foul calls, and they're letting the referees have it. So now we go. Christian Bankston, bad pass. He throws it away. Farrar the other way. Fuller pops, shoots, no good. TJ Hawkinson skies for the rebound for the Chargers and corrals it. Boy, that would have been a big shot by Fuller. It's now Chargers throw it away. So that's two possessions in a row. TJ Hawkinson, he just tried to throw it too far down court to Bankston, overthrew him, and it went out of bounds. That's two possessions in a row, Mark.
Yeah,
we haven't got a shot off because we've thrown it away. Yep.
3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. We're knotted up at 40-40.
Great game here. Bondurant with the basketball. Riley guarded by Moret. He gets into the lane, gets it down to Duffy. Nice pass. Duffy up and in.
I tell you what, Duffy.
Cannot let Duffy get it down there.
That's 14 points for Duffy.
As Bondurant Farrar picks up a full court press now. Lang's going to try to go through it. He does. And he gets the basketball at the top of the circle over to Moret. To Hawkinson. He's picked up by Duffy. Duffy's got a couple fouls. And he gets it back to Lang. Lang with the right ball on the right side. A lot of standing around right now for the Chargers. Bankston. On the wing, he gets it down to Hawkinson on the block. He puts it up, good. Looked like a lot of contact, too. Could have been a foul. And he puts it in and ties the game again. So Riley now pushes it the other way. And he dishes it over to Pokey. I'm sorry, Peterson, who misses the shot.
Got to get an offensive rebound.
An offensive rebound goes to Bondurant. Yep, Bondurant doing a good job on the offensive boards tonight. Riley with it now. Sheridan and Riley threw it to Fuller, who wasn't looking, and it went out of bounds. So Sheridan gets a gift turnover.
Knotted it up, 42-42.
Both teams starting to, you can tell, feel the intensity of the crowd, I think, right now, Mark. And whatever team in a game like this just has the most relaxed presence out there might pull this out. Want to say hi to my in-laws listening tonight, too, Emery and Sherry McDonald. We got a lot of fans back in Sheridan that weren't able to make it listening. As ball's kicked away by Fuller, out of bounds. So Sheridan's going to retain possession.
Good defense by Fuller. Good defense by the Blue Jays. This whole game, the Blue Jays have played outstanding defense on us.
Todd Folkerts and the Stites family also listening tonight. Appreciate the listenership. As Felderman gets the inbounds pass, puts it up, and they're going to, well, we'll see here. I think it looks like a foul on Bondurant Farrar. That must have been away
foul
from the basketball. So fouls are adding up a little bit now for Bondurant Farrar.
Riley, it's his first foul.
As get the ball inbounds. Boy, they have not given Derek Lang as he shoots, and
nope.
It's short. I was just, and Moret takes it there for the rebound. Ben Moret, big rebound for the Chargers. I was going to say they're not letting Derek Lang get any open shots. As Hawkinson gets good position. Nice feed from Willie Felderman there. All, threw it only where TJ could catch it, and he puts it in for the bucket. Sheridan back in the lead by two with 2 minutes left. Duffy now. And he's going to get a charge.
That was. He put
he is
going to
run
over. Boom.
He is going to run over TJ Hawkinson. You're absolutely right, Mark. That time it was the right call.
Yeah. And it was hard.
Yep, he definitely ran into TJ hard. Duffy for Bondurant Farrar, big, strong kid, and ran over TJ. That's going to be three fouls on Duffy, too. So that's
something. Duffy's got 14 points in this game.
Yeah, that's something to watch the rest of the game if he would pick up that fourth foul, as he's been a key scorer for the Blue Jays tonight.
Long
here's
three.
Derek Lang. He takes it long through. He airballs it. And down the other way we go. Riley with it. Riley's going to just throw up a wild shot, and the referee is going to bail him out and say Derek Lang fouled him. Boy, that's a tough call, as Riley was out of control, really had no prayer of getting a good shot off.
They didn't call a foul. They didn't call it on the shot. It said
yeah,
it was
it's on the floor.
On the drive.
Yep. So
Buck 35 left in this third quarter. Sheraton up by two. The Blue Jays with the ball.
Duffy gets the inbounds pass. Now he kicks it over to Stafford in the game. Fuller with it. He kicks it back to Stafford. Now down to Duffy. He gets it down on the block. That's he loses the ball as he shoots and he airballs it. Now Lang with it the other way. We go. Hawkinson, he's going to pull up, take a jump shot. No
nope.
Good. Probably not a good shot there in transition. Would have liked to have either seen him go to the basket or pull it out as Riley now goes the other way. Go rejected by Willie Felderman. And it goes off a Bondurant player on the fight for the basketball. Willie Felderman out of
At Community First Credit Union, we're running full speed ahead by offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.99% APR for up to 66 months. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance today. Or get yourself that new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.99% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Direct deposit required. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
7:42, 36 seconds left. Bondurant with the ball. Shot, no good. Fight for it. Oh, and it goes off Bondurant Farrar.
No way.
And they are going to say it's Bondurant's basketball. TJ Hawkinson.
TJ, do not get a technical.
Pleading. Yeah, don't get it. Don't get a technical. Bondurant Farrar. Bondurant Farrar crowd.
Guys, give us the last 30 seconds. We cut out there for a little bit. Give us the last 30 seconds.
Well, Bondurant with the ball, drives, puts it up, no good. Rebound goes to Willie Felderman. Sheraton is up by 5 points, 47-42. Christian Bankson hits a three to give us the lead up to that, and that's where we're at now.
Coach Schooley is trying to call for the last shot. Derek Lang's got it. There's 12 seconds left. Be a big time to hit a shot here at the end of the quarter and extend this lead. 7 seconds. Lang, he drives now. He's going to put up a long three-point attempt, and it's no good, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Great third quarter of basketball, exciting basketball. Both teams playing hard. Both teams playing well. This game has lived up to the hype, and we are going to take a break. 47-42, we head into the fourth quarter. Sheridan with the lead and a chance to head to Wells Fargo Arena. We'll be right back. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000-square-foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Did you know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Jake Schroeder, Mark Felderman back in Ankeny. Sheridan up five, start of the fourth quarter. A chance for the state tournament on the line here. Mark, go ahead.
Brett Beta's mom, Cheryl's listening in Birmingham, Alabama tonight.
All right.
So Roll Tide and Roll Chargers. How about that?
Sheridan's going to get the first possession of the quarter here, Mark. Be a great time to put a little pressure on Bondurant by getting a score on the first possession. Moret gets it over to Lang. Lang with it. He's guarded by Peterson. Lang picks up his dribble in a bad
spot.
Luckily, he gets out of it. Moret gets it back over to Felderman.
But way out on the perimeter.
Nearly stolen by Riley. You just got to watch Riley. He cuts those lanes, passing lanes off, and nearly had an easy one there. Sheridan with it still. Good patience on offense is Lang with it. Over to Moret. Easy, partner. Easy.
We can't do Lang. Those lazy bounce passes.
Sheridan's ran a lot of time off, and now Lang's going to take a three-point attempt, and he hits it. Derek Lang extends the Charger lead to 8 points. I was going to say they've been hounding him all night long and not giving him any breathing room. That time his defender backed off him for whatever reason, left him open, and he took it. And now here's Fuller with the shot. Three-point attempt at the other end. No good for the Blue Jays. Fuller's cooled off a little bit this half. The first half, he was absolutely on fire. Sheridan with the basketball. They're up eight, looking to extend their lead. Felderman gets it. He's doubled on the left block. Now he dribbles. He drop steps, puts it up, and it's no good. Good shot by Willie. It's going to drop back the other way. Riley goes with it. He's looking to score. He's going to go all the way. He puts it up, no good, and they're going to get a foul. We'll see if it's on the floor or two shots. I'm not sure yet. We will see.
He's going.
And they are going to give him two shots. A little bit of a ticky-tack reach-in foul there. You're better off doing that before he's taking the shot, though, if you're going to reach in. Want to also thank my wife and kids. They're listening back in Sheridan tonight, too, Mark.
My wife and kids are in the stands.
My wife will know why my voice is hoarse when I get home tonight after this. As Riley puts up the first shot, it's good.
That's his first point of the second half. He had eight in the first half. That's his first point in the second half.
Got a lot of former Charger students listening online in their college dorm rooms tonight. So that's always great to see. Riley puts up the second one. It's good. So we've got a 50-44 ball game. Full court press now picked up by Bondurant. The Chargers get in into Felderman. Now Felderman hands it off to Lang, who gets it back to Moret. Chargers have to get it across. They do. Bankston gets it, and he's going to get a charge call against him.
Okay.
Tough call on Kristen Bankston. Might have been a little out of control. It looked like that's
Duffy.
A big call, too, because that would have been Duffy's fourth, Mark, and instead he gets the charge.
Hey.
Looked like his feet were sliding, but they're going to go ahead and get it called as Coach Schooley's arguing, and these Bondurant fans keep trying to get the referees to call a technical, and the referee's doing a good job keeping their heads cool tonight. A lot of intensity on the floor right now. Bondurant with the shot, three-pointer. It's good. Grant Peterson been quiet tonight. He knocks down a three-pointer. Might not be a bad idea for a timeout here by Coach Schooley, Mark. We'll see as now the ball is stolen by Riley. Riley is going to go coast to coast, and he puts it up and in. 50-49 now, the Chargers with the lead. And Coach Schooley is going to get a timeout. It's just the 30-second timeout as the crowd gets into it here. Bondurant for our crowd is up, making a lot of noise. And I said that right before that turnover. It just felt like a good time for a timeout. And instead, we didn't take one and we turned the ball over at a bad time there. It gave up an easy layup. So the score is 50-49. 6 minutes, 6 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Five team fouls on Bondurant Farrar. Sheridan with only four team fouls, so they can be pretty aggressive on defense here and going for steals and pressuring the basketball, as they're still a couple fouls away from the bonus.
Can everybody hear me nodding my head at you?
my partner here, Mark Felderman, his son Willie obviously plays, and I think he might, if he gets
I'm a little tense.
If he gets a little quiet over there, that's fine. He's getting a little tense, as we all are. As here's Ben Moret throws it away on the inbounds pass. Now Bondurant with the chance to take back the lead. Too many turnovers here for the Chargers. Giving away possessions as Duffy gets it, momentarily loses it. Now gives it back to Fuller. He drives, puts it up, and it's no good. Boy, Fuller had a real good look at that shot. Luckily missed it. Back the other way we go with Sheridan nursing a one-point lead. Derek Lang gets into the lane, throws up a shot, and they're going to get a foul called. We'll see if it's a two-shot foul.
Yep, it is.
Foul's going to be called on Drake Fuller. And Derek Lang's going to go to the foul line for two shots. Derek Lang, best free throw shooter on the team,
yes.
Nearly 85% on the year. The guy that you want at the line in these positions.
He hits that
first one up. It's good.
Austin, that's 9 points on the night.
Austin Berlin listening in now, too. He just got done with baseball practice up at Simpson. It seems a little cold for baseball. And he's listening in now. Not a lot of studying getting done in those dorm rooms tonight from the Sheridan graduates. Derek Lang puts up the second shot, and it's good.
10 points for Derek.
Sorry, Mark. 5:40 left. Sheridan is up 3, 52-49. As Fuller gets it on the other end, he's going to hoist a three-point attempt. No good. Great rebound by Derek Lang. Derek's pushing it the other way. Got to take care of the basketball here. Doesn't have numbers. He's going to go ahead and take it in, and he scores. He bounced off of a defender, did a little step-back runner, and he puts it in. Sheridan back up 5 with 5:20 left. Riley puts it in. No good for the Blue Jays. Riley tried to drive through four guys as T.J. Hawkinson throws it away nearly, and now Felderman does get it. Bankston needs to get it back out here. Back it out. There we go. Sheridan needs to just control the basketball here and not get in a rush. They can feel the energy in this place. As Felderman gets a great pass from Hawkinson up, no good, but he gets fouled with two shots here. Great pump fake by Willie there. He might almost been better off shooting it right
away.
Just
going right up, yeah.
And instead, he gets the foul and a seventh team foul.
Jim Frank, by the way, is having a heart attack.
Seventh team foul on Bondurant, so that will put Sheridan in the bonus in the future. As Willie gets set to put the second or the first shot attempt up here, and it's good. Want to thank Tom and Leanne Mossbach listening from Sheridan also. There's a lot of Sheridan alum from Iowa State tonight in the stands too, so we've got great listenership tonight. Appreciate that. As Felderman puts up the second shot, and it's good. Boy, big free throws from your man Willie.
Yep. That's 8 points for
Willie. Yeah, give Sheridan a little breathing room here. 56-49, 4:50 left. Sheridan's going to stay in the 2-3 zone now as Riley gets it over, swings it right side. Now back to Riley. Back over to Grant Peterson. He gets it down to Story, who's in the game now. Fuller with the basketball, dumps it down to Duffy. Nearly goes out of bounds. Now he's going to dribble, kick it back out to Riley. A lot of time running here, which is good.
He traveled.
That's going to be a travel
he
on Riley.
Bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, no.
Wowzers. How is that not a travel? You go like this. You wrap it up.
Wowzers. That is a tough call for the Chargers.
Oh, that was
Riley
awful.
Took three steps
awful.
Through the lane. The whole crowd saw the travel except for the referee, and they're going to call a foul. Foul's going to be on, did you catch who it's on?
Looks it's like on Ben.
Ben Moret, going to be his second as Riley puts up the first free throw, and it's good. He's got two shots here. A lot of tough calls for the referees tonight. This has been back and forth. A lot of tough calls. That one's an obvious one. That's
5 points for him in the second half. Really, the fourth quarter.
You can't miss a travel. That's that obvious, in my opinion. As he puts up the second one, no good.
How did three guys miss it? That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, I thought for sure he was going to call a travel right when he blew the whistle because it wasn't a lot of contact either. But
compared to a lot of the
anyhow, he splits the free throws. Sheridan up 6, 4:20 left, fourth quarter. Riley pokes it away. Now he does get foul called on the body. Bondurant crowd not liking that either, but that was a lot of body. Good call.
He got away with a slap with the hand and then called for a touch with the body.
Bondurant putting a lot of pressure on the basketball. When you put a lot of pressure on the basketball, you're going to get a few of those pan-check calls.
And they've done
calls.
A great job of playing the of the full-court pressure.
Bankston's at the line for just a 1-1, so these are big free throw. He knocks down the first one. Sheridan shooting well from the line right now, and Bankston has put Sheridan up 57-50. He's got a chance to extend the lead to 8. Takes a deep breath, bends the leg, shoots the basketball, and it's good.
Timeout, Sheridan.
Sheridan's going to take a timeout. Coach Schooley, full timeout, so we'll take a timeout too. Great game going here. Chargers in the lead by 8. We'll be right back. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Best-in-class sales, best-in-class service. That's what you get when your local Indianola car dealers join forces here in Warren County, Noble, Southtown, and Waters. With over 1,500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock at all times, we're sure we'll have the vehicle you're looking for at the price you want to pay. Just go to IndianolaAuto.com and see our complete inventory online. From new Fords to Buicks and GMCs, Chryslers, Dodges, and Jeeps, plus any and every late model, low mileage, pre-owned imaginable. That's IndianolaAuto.com, where you can schedule your service appointment, get directions and hours, find money-saving service specials, and more. And here at IAG, we leave credit histories where they belong, in the past. With guaranteed financing, we look to your credit future to assist in establishing your credit while you drive the new or pre-owned vehicle you deserve. Your complete satisfaction isn't just our goal, it's our only goal. Come to Indianola for every American make and model. Indianola Auto Group.
Jake Schroeder, Mark Fellerman back in Ankeny in a loud Ankeny Centennial High School gymnasium. Sheridan up 58-50. Mark, you just mentioned something about Fuller if you want to share quick as Bondurant has the basketball.
Fuller is sitting on 997 points. He's a senior. And they're trying everything they can to get it into Fuller.
As here's Duffy gets the nice ball on the block. Nice pass from Riley. He puts it up for 2, cuts the lead to 6. 58-52 Sheridan. 4 minutes left. We're halfway through the fourth quarter. Derek Lang with it now. Picked up by Peterson. Derek over to Bankston. Bankston with it. Nearly throws it away over to Lang. Lang with it. Got to take care of the basketball here. Just can't afford costly turnovers. This Moret. He turns it over. Fuller gets it. And it's knocked away by Bankston. Good hustle by Christian Bankston getting back there and avoiding the easy layup. He just tipped it away enough out of bounds.
Yep.
So as we mentioned, got to take care of the basketball right now, Mark. It looks like we're just a little tense with the ball in our hands. We got to have somebody that wants the ball and wants to dribble it under pressure because Bondurant's putting a lot of pressure on the basketball. Riley inbounds it for Bondurant. Story with it over to Peterson. Peterson over left side to Riley. Riley picked up by Bankston. Sheridan still in a 2-3 zone. This 2-3 zone seems to have disrupted the Blue Jays a little bit this half. As Riley almost got away with the travel. He kicks it over to Peterson. Picked up by Moret. Riley's going to hoist up a jump shot,
nice
and
shot.
It's good. Tough shot by Tyven Riley. Knocks down about a 16-footer as Bankston now turns it over. Bondurant with the basketball. Scramble for it. Fuller's going to take a wide-open three-point attempt. Good. Boy, you can see that was good from here. Full court pressure is bothering the Chargers right now as they've turned the ball over a couple times. They're trying to force themselves through traps. But not a bad time for Coach Schooley to get a timeout here. As here we are, Bankston. Lang throws it away. Back the other way we go. And there's going to be a foul called and 2 shots coming. The ball goes off the rim. And that's going to send Dylan Story to the line for the Blue Jays with the 2 shots and a chance to get Bondurant the lead now. So, boy, the tides have turned here after that timeout by Coach Schooley.
With that three-point shot, that is 1,000 points for Drake Fuller.
As the first free throw's up and good. Sheridan, in the last 2 minutes, has just gotten really tense with the basketball. They're trying to force their way through double teams, just not making good passes as they're sloppy with the basketball, and they've allowed Bondurant to come right back into this with some easy buckets. Second free throw is up, and it's good. So Farrar has the lead now, and Sheridan's going to have the basketball.
Who was the shooter?
It was number 20, Dylan Story.
Okay, that's his first 2 points.
Still a full court press here for Bondurant. Hey, why not? It's working. as the crowd is up and loud for the Blue Jays. Quiet on the Sheridan sidelines as Derek Lang's trapped. Gets it over to Moret. Now back to Lang. Lang drives through three guys. Now up to Bankston. Down to Hawkinson. He tries driving. Back out to Bankston. Bankston's going to take a three-pointer. No good. Fight for the rebound. Back the other way we go. Riley with it. 2:20 left. Sheridan down 1 point. Riley with the basketball. Sheridan, be a good idea to put some pressure on the basketball here. Riley with it. Sheridan has 16 fouls. Now the next foul will put the Blue Jays in the 1-1. Blue Jays stalling a little bit here. Sheridan's going to have to do something. There's 2 minutes left. Can't let too much time run off. And the Blue Jays are going to call a timeout. So it's going to be a full timeout. The Blue Jays are going to call it. We're going to keep it here, Mark. Let's reset things. Got a great basketball game.
2 minutes left, 1 minute, 59 seconds. Sheridan down by 1 point, 59-58. Great hustle defense by the Blue Jays. Yeah. Have gotten them back into it after Sheridan jumped up to an 8 or 9 point lead. And so this is quite a basketball game, a really, really tight game, and a nice balance from the Sheridan Chargers. But T.J. Hawkinson, 2, 4, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 19 points for T.J. Hawkinson. And I think one of the big things was Fuller hitting that three-pointer.
Yeah, and that's off a turnover. Pretty much all these points have come off turnovers. Mark, Sheridan was up 58-50 just a second ago. Actually, I believe it was 2 minutes exactly. And Bondurant Farrar has gone on a 9-0 run,
yeah,
mostly created by the pressure from their full-court press.
Their full-court press has been very, very helpful.
Sheridan has to take care of the basketball as Bondurant's going to get it on the sidelines near half court. 2 minutes left. Chargers need some big plays. Riley with the basketball. He's going to be picked up by Moret. Moret trying to pressure it a little over to Fuller. Fuller with it for the Blue Jays. Over to Riley now. Surprised Bondurant's trying to stall this much because there's still quite a bit of time left. This Riley slips and he loses the basketball. The Chargers have numbers. Derek Lang's going to spin. He's going to shoot it and he gets it blocked, but it's going to be a foul called on Fuller. So Derek Lang's going to go to the line with two shots for the Chargers here.
And that is pretty much who you want.
Yes, it is.
But we say that every time, but one of these times it's going
to... I was just starting to say that the Blue Jays are trying to stall maybe a little too much with this much time left, and they start putting pressure on Riley, and he slips and lost the basketball. Lang goes to the line, puts up the first one. It's good. He ties it at 59.
What kind of nerves does this kid have? I mean, time after time we see this.
Speaking of nerves, it's tough to call this game. I'm starting to get a little tense, too. Hey, if you got friends at home that aren't listening to this game, tell them to tune in now. Lang hits the second one. Sheridan up 1 point.
14 points for Derek Lang.
60-59. 1:35 left. Sheridan, 1:30 away from a chance at playing at Wells Fargo Arena. Needs a stop here. Fuller with it, guarded by Moret. Over to Story. I'm sorry, Peterson. Now over to Riley. Riley swings to the Fuller. Gets it down to Duffy. Duffy's going to throw up a shot. No good. Rebound, Willie Felderman. Need to get it in Derek Lang's hands here as Moret brings it up. I'd call a timeout if I was Coach Cooley, and he does. Calls a timeout before the trap comes. You could see that coming.
Yep.
And Coach Cooley saw it coming, and he calls a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here, Scotty. Just a 30-second timeout. Ball is going to be under the Sheridan basket, but kind of over towards the corner. Not a great spot to inbounds it. You got to almost look to get it in Derek's hands here,
I would say,
because you got to expect a foul most likely. Bondurant's going to be aggressive going for a steal, though.
And they're going to be in the double bonus, though.
Yes.
So whoever gets two shots at the free throws.
Students are into it here. The students are behind the baskets at Ankeny Centennial High School. Sheridan is shooting on their own end, though, so when they are shooting free throws, the student section behind them will be nice and quiet. 60-59, 1:10 left if you're just tuning in. It's been a heck of a ball game, just like we expected. Two great teams with similar records. And Sheridan has had their starting five in the entire game.
They've not subbed.
This is gut check time, really, Mark. You're drained. Your legs are feeling woozy. You've got to just suck it up and have some guts here. Sheridan gets the ball inbounds. Lang now has it right side. And he's going to get double teamed. And he's going to kick it down to Moret. Moret puts up a layup. It's good.
Moret!
Great feed by Derek Lang. They forgot about Ben Moret. Sheridan up 3 points with 1 minute left. Riley with the basketball. Guarded by Bankston. Bondurant taking their time. They cannot let an open three-point attempt happen here as Riley's getting it. He drives into the lane. Dishes it down to Duffy. And he puts it up, gets fouled, and has a chance for a three-point play opportunity. Wow.
He did not touch him.
I was just about ready to say right before that shot, a guy goes up for a layup like that, you just have to let him have it. You can't give the opportunity for a foul, and now Duffy's going to get a chance to tie this game. He's got the basketball at the line. Puts up the shot, and it's long. Rebound by Hawkinson. Hawkinson needs to get it over. He gets it to Bankston. Needs to get to Lang. Timeout. Good call by Christian Bankston. I'm not sure how many timeouts we have. I think that we have one left.
Yeah.
Full timeout.
It says two, but I think they just took the one.
Full timeout. Right. Folks, we are 38 seconds away from the end of the game. Sheridan up 62-61. And they will have the basketball on the far end of the court under Bondurant's basket. This is the place that you cannot turn the ball over and give up an easy basket when you're right under the other team's basket. Got to find Derek Lang here if we can. He needs to get the basketball. Expect the double team right away. And he needs to find a man before that double team comes. Sheridan up 1 point. They're 38 seconds away from a trip to their first state tournament since 1972. It's been a long time coming, but there's a lot of game. There's only 38 seconds, Mark, but it feels like a lot of time left. So,
oh, hey, to lighten things up just a little bit, because we need something to lighten us up here. When I mentioned that Cheryl Braid is listening in Birmingham and I said Roll Tide, boy, that was the wrong thing to say. It's War Eagle. War Eagle for those guys down there. I mean, Brett wears an Auburn shirt to class every day. How can I not remember?
So Sheridan's actually got the ball in the corner, Mark, on the far end. This is a tough place. T.J. Hawkinson now gets it in bounds. They're not fouling yet. They're going to try to get a 10-second call. There's been about 5 seconds ran off the clock. They need to get it up court. Lang's got it now. They need to get a timeout, and they do. They do get a timeout. Oh, boy. That's a timeout right before 10 seconds was called, and the referees were discussing it, and they get it. A lot of tension here as the Bondurant for our coaches are wanting the 10-second call. 28 seconds even left on the clock, Mark. There was 38 point something a second ago. So literally the Chargers were point two or three or whatever, less than a second
over.
Away from
oh, no, over.
From a 10-second call.
They were over.
There was 38.2.
So if it's 28,
yeah, you're right,
that's
you're right.
10.2.
Yes. To be honest with you, I think the clock might have ran a little after the timeout call.
Probably.
Because I was watching Coach Schooley and watching the clock at the same time, counting down the 10 seconds, and it looked like he was calling for it before the 10 seconds.
It's not when you call for it, it's when you get it.
Yeah. Something to keep in mind here, Mark, is Sheridan's up 62-61, 28 seconds left. They have the basketball on the sideline. Something to keep in mind here is they have no timeouts left, too. They have burned through all their timeouts, so if they get trapped again, they cannot get out of it with a timeout. So they've got to squeeze that basketball tight and take care of it and make good crisp passes here. Last thing you can afford is a turnover if you're the Chargers.
I'm looking across at my wife.
She's
the only one sitting down, and she's not watching.
A lot of tension in the gym right now. Moret gets it into Bankston. The Chargers need to get it across that half-court line. Now Moret does get it, and he's going to get fouled by Fuller. So Ben Moret's going to go the line. He's going to get two shots. Would have been nice to run just a little more time off the clock because there's 22.4 seconds left. Ben Moret hit two big free throws the other night versus Knoxville in a situation just like this. And Ben takes a deep breath. He gets the basketball here. He's got two shots. Senior at the line puts up the first shot, and it's long. Needs to just relax here, stay focused,
relax.
And hit the next shot.
Relax.
A lot of tension in the air. You can about cut it with a knife in the gym right now. Both teams' crowds are anxious as Moret gets the ball. He puts up the second shot, and it's good.
Sheridan
now with the lead by two. 21 seconds left. Bondurant for our ball. They're wanting a timeout, and they get a timeout.
There's one person in the entire gym sitting down, and it's my wife.
She can't bear the look, right?
I just do not be looking right now.
I'm trying to.
You guys, and this is Joe over here just running your controls. I have to give a shout-out real quick to the 1987 Chargers that were at this exact same situation back in Ottumwa and a sub-state final against Washington. And shout-out to Lee Kane and Lee Lowe, Chad Dara, Scott Newell, and Brian Andreessen, the awesome. Top five. And unfortunately, they didn't get it done. But let's hope we can hang on here. Two-point lead, 17.4 ticks on the clock.
And we got a text earlier, Joe. I don't know if you heard us or not, but my wife's uncle, Rob, I mentioned was from Texas. He was telling me about the 1972 team. Jim Greeley at center, Bob Foote, Scott Curtis, Jay Hammond, and Dennis Boyd were the starters. So you got to hope that they're watching tonight or having an opportunity to listen, too. So here we go, 17 seconds left. Chargers coming out onto the court. They have no timeouts left. Bondurant Farrar has one timeout left. Bondurant Farrar with the basketball. Possession arrow also facing Bondurant Farrar should there be a jump ball situation. You got to believe they're going to try to get it into the hands of Fuller here for their shot. Sheridan has to play good defense. Now here we go, 15 seconds. Moret guards Riley. Riley goes left. He gets it into Fuller's hands. Fuller gets it over to Duffy. Duffy's going to throw up a shot. No good. Rebound, though. Rebound. Bondurant Farrar puts it up. No good. Still a fight for it. 2 seconds left. Still no good. Rebound. Hawkinson
wins
the buzzer.
Sheridan
wins. Chargers go to the state tournament. The Chargers are going to the state tournament. And
unbelievable.
Coach Schooley's going crazy. What a finish. What a finish. 63. To 61.
Three putbacks.
It's our final.
Three putbacks missed under the basket.
Holy cow. Oh, my goodness.
These fans are getting mugged.
Sheridan Chargers students are mugging the team and the Bondurant team. And your heart breaks for them. They played
a
great game.
What a game. Bondurant played awesome.
Oh, my goodness. That was just chaos at the end. It's almost impossible to describe on the radio. Bondurant Farrar had three putback attempts that were literally hanging on the front of the rim every time. Sheridan could not corral the rebound, just kept scrambling. TJ Hawkinson finally came up with it as the buzzer ended. And that's going to send your Sheridan Chargers to Wells Fargo Arena and a date at the state tournament next Tuesday.
And
go crazy.
Athletic director Tim Millage is down there. One of his biggest complaints becoming the new athletic director is Sheridan doesn't have enough flags to hang
exactly
in the gymnasium. And right now that flag is getting hoisted in Ankeny Centennial Gymnasium. And real quick, I want to say one more thing. I forgot a couple of my classmates from 87, Paul Comer and Dan Beatty. Dan, the point guard, I believe. And good job. This one's for you, 1987.
I feel so happy right now for Coach Schooley and the team. Coach Schooley, I can relate to where he's been in his shoes in this situation. And as you mentioned, Joe, so few flags hanging in the gymnasium at our high school. And so this is just such a big moment. Coach Schooley has put in so many hours of work and his staff. And hugs all around for Coach Schooley right now. He's hugging his son. And sorry, I got a little emotional here.
Yes, you are.
This is so important for the school. And Tim Millage, athletic director, also emotional, I can tell. He mentioned it on our halftime show, Mark, just how much this meant to him as a basketball player, former coach here at the school. And
hey, fans, don't go anywhere. Scene. Fans, don't go anywhere. We're going to get Schooley up here. We're going to have some interviews coming on here in just a little bit. Sheridan goes to state. That's the headline coming out of the Sheridan Herald Patriot this Thursday.
42 years and counting, and the drought has ended. So stay around, everybody. We'll get some interviews here. I hope you guys have some fingernails left at home. Nobody here in the crowd does. Fantastic game. 63-61 is the final. Sheridan on their way to Wells Fargo Arena, and they're holding the banner right
next
now. What a scene here at Ankeny. We'll be back in just a moment with our post game. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
What started at the end of a dirt road over 40 years ago is now over 40,000 square feet of showroom. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheridan is over 40,000 square feet of recreation vehicles that are ready to fill your riding thrills. Your custom recreation is on display at CNC. CNC Custom Cycle, right at home. That's right, CNC Custom Cycle, they're a good deal better.
Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton has land auctions online at iowarealtysheraton.com. Hanson's handles commercial property and residential real estate. All listings are also available on your mobile device with no apps to download and no fees at iowarealtysheraton.com. Interest rates are at a historic low. Hanson still has buyers with 100% financing. Now is the time to buy with Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
641-203-0578. That's the number for Bingham Construction. Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes and doing remodeling, general repair, long enough for folks to know if you want to be treated right and get the job done right, that's the number to call. For a new home, a garage, remodeling, from simple to complex, call Bingham Construction, 641-203-0578. Hey, we're not making this stuff up. Ask anybody.
Check out this new real estate listing in Wayne County from Red Haw Realty. It's listing 1530. It has 28.10 acres in CRP, 71.5 crop acres, 55.5 rented, and an annual income of $12,950. It includes a beautiful open plan cabin. This property is listed at $4,500 per acre. Call Todd Shelton at 641-774-4242 or online at redhaw.com.
It is a crazy scene here at Ankeny Centennial High School. Jake Schroeder back live, and Mark Felderman somewhere down there on the floor. Joel Millage is down there trying to round up some post-game interviews for us. It is just a mob scene down on the floor right now. Red everywhere. Just a thrilling, thrilling game tonight. Two great teams playing, their hearts out. Bondurant Farrar, nothing to hang their heads about. 63-61 is the final score. Sheridan, not only do they win it, but they just win it on just a chaotic last 10-second sequence. As Bondurant Farrar got it down to Duffy on the low block. He put up a shot that he's been making all night. It just rimmed out. Bondurant Farrar was fighting for their season and got three offensive rebounds. Kept throwing up shots, and they just kept, I mean, literally rolling right off of the rim, folks. It's hard to even explain on the radio. But with every shot and the ball hanging there on the rim, it's like the clock just froze and your breath stood still, and they kept falling off the side of the rim. And Bondurant Farrar kept coming up with the rebounds and putting them up. And finally, as the buzzer was sounding, the last shot fell off the rim. T.J. Hawkinson corralled it, and chaos ensued. So Sheridan, dramatic finish to the game. They were down by 11 points at one time in the first half. Clawed their way back into a four-point deficit at halftime. Mark Felderman told me at halftime, we're going to win this game. And I said, I like your positive attitude, Mark. Sheridan started real good in the second quarter. They actually drew up to at least an eight-point lead, maybe a 10-point lead at one time. They went up 58-50 at one point, and then they got real sloppy with the basketball. As here comes Coach Schooley on his way, we'll have him just 1 second. And Bondurant Farrar went on a 9-0 run, and they actually pulled into the lead 59-58. And Sheridan had kind of lost all composure, but a good timeout by Coach Schooley got him corralled. Derek Lang went to the line. He had two big free throws, put Sheridan back in the lead. And Sheridan never relinquished. As I am happy, thrilled to be joined with my good friend here, Coach Ben Schooley.
I'm here.
You're going to the state tournament, brother.
I'm not sure it's soaked in yet. I'm going to start off by saying I'm so proud of my guys.
Yeah.
Five guys all night.
Uh-huh.
I didn't sub. It's not that I didn't believe in guys on the bench, but I thought everybody that was playing good. We're in such great shape. We worked so hard in practice that I felt like we could go with those five. They couldn't have had a better. Bondurant couldn't have had a better start. I was proud of the way the guys kept their composure. We fought back. We got a lead. And then they make another run at us and take the lead for a second time. And again, I'm just so proud of my guys. They kept their composure. We stopped turning it over against their press. And somehow, I don't know how they missed those last three shots.
Yeah,
rebounding is usually not an issue for us, but it was on that last possession, but holy cow.
Speaking of that last possession, I mean, that was, to try to describe it on the radio was almost, it's almost impossible. I was just actually taking a moment to re-describe it as the action was so fast and furious, it didn't do it justice, but they got Duffy down on the left block. He had a really good look, which he's been hitting all night long, and then he misses it. They get three offensive rebounds, I believe.
Was it three? I think it was three.
They start throwing up shots from point-blank range, and they're literally hanging on the rim with every shot, and you're just holding your breath. And somehow they miss all three. Hawkinson comes down with the rebound at the buzzer. Take us through that last sequence and just when that buzzer sounded, what finally went through your emotions.
Yeah. Well, with what was there, 17 seconds left? I think there were 17 seconds left. We switched back to man-to-man because I felt like, you know, the only thing that beats you is a three.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, in a 2-3 zone, you're apt to give up a three, and I didn't want it to beat a Fuller. So we go back to man. And we were switching screens. To be honest, we were really worried about Fuller getting a three. Duffy got a pretty good look. Willie Felderman did a great job helping on that.
Yeah.
He made Duffy's first attempt kind of tough.
Yep.
And rebounding is something we usually don't have an issue with. And I think you're right. We gave up 3-0 boards. Really only think two of the shots they put back up were good ones. One wasn't very good, but for some reason they didn't go in. And, you know, it must have been just what was meant to be. I mean, I don't know.
42 years and counting since the last state tournament appearance.
42 years.
For the Chargers. Like you said, we're due. We're due, definitely. Your guys showed great courage tonight. I want to go back to the sequence and I think it was early in, or about 2 minutes left in the, maybe 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. You guys went out to a 58-50 lead and were playing great basketball. And then you called timeout, came back out. Next thing you know, Bondurant Farrar went on a 9-0 run, took the lead 59-58. We looked really flustered. We didn't look like we wanted the basketball in our hands.
Correct.
We looked really tense. They started putting that pressure on, and most of their 9 points came off turnovers. You know, go at that point, what are you thinking? And you also had to burn through all of your timeouts really fast there.
Earlier than I wanted to.
That pressure's causing a lot of chaos. What was the key to kind of regrouping and finishing the game strong?
Yeah, we were up 8. I called timeout just to get a break. It was a breather. I tell the guys sometimes it's a breather timeout.
Yeah.
We actually got a stop on the next possession, which we were fine, but they slapped the press on us. Bottom line is they slapped the press on us, and I'll be really honest. We handled it terrible.
Yeah, got flustered.
We got flustered. We weren't strong with the basketball, and you pinpointed it. We all looked scared to have it in our hands.
Yeah.
And they take a 1-point lead. And there was a timeout called. I don't even know what. Maybe it was me. And I just looked the guys in the face and said, we've faced this all year. And we've looked straight in the eyes. And you guys have kept your composure. You've stuck together. And I think Derek goes down and makes two free throws, if I'm not mistaken.
Derek made two big free throws, and we were down 59-58. Put us back in the lead. Ben Moret ended up getting the second of two shots. Put us up 61-59, I believe. And then we finished the game there. Was it Bengtson with two free throws?
No.
It's been such a crazy game. It's hard to remember.
Ben Moret just makes one.
Ben Moret made one. And then final point or two, I don't even remember at this point.
Know.
It was so chaotic.
Yeah.
But, Coach, we're so proud of you guys. And if you look on this floor right now, just take a gander at the scene, Coach.
I got to say one thing really quick. Bondurant, Coach, he meets me before the game, and he says, "Did you bring your whole town?"
Yeah.
And I said, there may be a few people left, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
He couldn't believe it. I mean, this is – Sheraton has been so supportive this year. The town, the students, the community. I mean, it's been athletic director Tim Millage has done a great job of getting the support.
Bringing the school spirit back to where it needed to be, and
definitely. Yep, we had two pep buses that came, and it was electric all night. And, you know, besides, I have to say this, you know, my two kids and marriage, this has got to be one of the highlights of what I've done in my life.
Yeah.
That may sound ridiculous. Maybe I haven't lived a very eventful life, but, you know, bringing a state tournament appearance that hasn't happened in 42 years, and I have nothing to do with it. I don't want to sound like that, but these guys, to do what they've done in little old Sheraton, I know we're a 3A school, but we face a lot of challenges that maybe other 3A communities don't face, and those guys in that locker room, those 13 guys, I love them.
Well said. I know what you're feeling, Coach. It's I know the amount of hours you put into it. You know, I completely understand it.
Yeah.
And you know, you're just, it's not so much you're happy just for yourself. It's just the biggest thrill as a coach is seeing your guys succeed at the top, you know, the highest level and getting to that point.
Yes.
That's more rewarding for a coach, I think, than anything.
Absolutely.
And just the amount of hours you put in and the amount of hours that nobody sees when you're not at the gym, you know, and you're getting phone calls and, you know, you're thinking basketball, your wife's talking to you and you're ignoring her because you're thinking basketball.
Marital issues.
Of hours and time and sacrifices you make, you know.
Yep.
I'm just so proud of you guys. I just can't be happier for you. And to get to this point is just, it makes it all worth it. It really does. And I think the guys are starting to see that too. They've had some success now and in a few sports, and they're starting to see the hard work it takes, but the reward's worth it.
Yep.
You know,
when your community comes out like this, and you're absolutely right, it makes all those wind sprints and all that crap you have to do in practice. Yeah. It's terrible. I tell the guys it's terrible, but I promise it'll pay off, and it's nice. Then when you see it pay off,
there's nothing happier than seeing your guys happy, and nothing better than putting another banner up in the gym, which we have. Not enough of. It's going to be great to put that up in the gym. And Coach Tim Millage is actually – can you hear me, Tim?
I can.
Tim Millage, athletic director, actually. He's been listening in this whole time on another headset. Tim, you walked up here, and Tim told me at halftime, just so you know, that he was getting emotional just seeing this in the first half and seeing the program get to this spot.
Yep.
And I saw Tim walking up the stairs towards our scorer's table here. And, Tim, I don't mean to put anything on you here, but I could tell Tim was emotional. Sheridan High School alum, basketball alum, former coach before he took the AD job, and I could tell that he's emotional also in this moment. And Tim, do you have anything you want to say to Coach Schooley or the fans back home?
Just what I told you at halftime. You know, I'm 35 years old, and as a boy growing up, I just can't imagine. I'm looking down over this court, and this is what I've dreamed of my whole life as a player, as a coach, and now in my role now, and it's just. It's awesome, and what a great game. I can tell you this now, but about a month ago, my wife and I were going to plan a trip over spring break, and something in the back of my mind told me not to do it. I'm not kidding you. I didn't plan the trip. I just thought, you know what? I really feel like I can't do it, and you know what? There's nowhere else I want to be over spring break than Wells Fargo Arena, but what a great game. Coach Schooley does a great job. What a great game that was. Our players came and just had a tremendous game. I'm just so happy for them, happy for Coach Schooley, and what a great celebration we're going to have tonight. It's Monday night, but you know what, teachers?
School's probably pretty optional.
Coach Schooley is not going to sleep tonight, I can tell you that.
Can I say one more thing?
Oh, you can say whatever you want, Coach.
Really quick, because it popped into my head when you said former coach. You know, Sheraton's had a lot of, I don't want to say down years in basketball, but this process started long before this year. Coach Millage did a great job, Coach Kaysen before him, and then Coach Millage. Starting the process of getting this program where it needs to be. And I want to mention our former players that aren't here. We had Mike Mosbach, Cole Piersbaker, Bryce Cunningham. Austin Berlin tweeted me earlier that he couldn't make it and he was ripped his heart out. You know, those former players, I could go on. Sean Carney, all of them. Jake,
setting the foundation.
Alex Wright. Yep. You know, it's not usually a one-year thing. It's previous coaches, it's previous players to build to where you're at because it – You know, 42 years is a long time, and we started this. I've been here for a while, and as an assistant, I learned from good coaches, and we started this process, and we've built, and I just don't want people to think, the snapshot of this year, because we've had great kids, and they've earned all of it.
You can't get to this point without the foundation.
Exactly.
Any building has to have a good foundation, and those players are the ones that built it. I was going to say, Austin Berlin texted me, Alex Wright, some of your former players all said they were listening tonight. We gave them shout-outs. The amount of alumni and interest love to see the alumni interested in their school, you know, from here on out. Jason Swarthout just texted me. He's a former player for the Chargers, a great player for the Chargers. He just texted me and said just how proud everybody was back home. He didn't make it tonight. And just a great scene here at Sheridan as we're going to bring in a couple of your players, if you don't mind. Congratulations again, Coach.
These are the stars.
Congratulations
stars of the night here.
So we're going to bring in a couple guys here, Willie Felderman. And come on in, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Put her on there, Derek. Get the microphone on the right side, buddy. Can't hear you without the microphone. Willie, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. TJ's without a microphone. That's all right.
You can take mine a little bit.
Joined here by Derek Lang, TJ Hawkinson, and Willie Felderman, kind of the big three for the Chargers. Just a great effort tonight from you guys. You got to be exhausted. All five of you guys, I don't even know if you realize this, you played the entire game. All right, all five guys play the entire game for Sheridan. Bringing Derek first here to my left. Derek, congratulations, first of all. You're at the line. Oh, I don't even remember the time. It's been so chaotic the last 10 minutes. You had two free throws coming. You're down one. You know, and when you're in a situation like that, you look so calm and cool and collected. What goes through your mind when you're in that situation?
Not much. Just want to knock it down, get over the first hump, and then I think the second one usually comes a little bit easier.
Yeah.
If you get over the first one and just kind of focus on the rim and try to knock it down, I guess. Step up and have confidence, I guess.
Sounds so easy, Derek. Yeah. Sounds so easy. Willie, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You're a senior? You're a senior?
I am.
You've worked really hard on your game, you know, the last year or two. It shows on the court how hard you've worked on your game and how much better of a player you've become. To get to this point as a senior, first state tournament appearance in 42 years for the Chargers, how does it feel, buddy?
Well, first of all, thank you. I put in a lot of time this summer. It feels earned. Derek and TJ spending hours and hours at the gym. Holy cow, first time in 42 years.
Yeah. It's a long time if you didn't know.
That is insane.
Yeah, well,
I'm speechless.
Yeah, I can tell. Your dad's right here in front of you. He's beaming ear, you know, ear his grin is going here. Your dad's just so proud of you, too.
Hey, I'm going to hear about this when I get home the next 3-4 days.
Take us through this game real quick, Willie. You came up with a couple big block shots at the end. Definitely. Take us through that last sequence, especially. Bondurant Farrar gets three offensive rebounds and keeps putting up shots. And it seemed like the buzzer was never going to go off, and they kept rolling off the rim somehow. TJ comes up with the last rebound. The buzzer goes off. What's going through your mind that last sequence, and can you take us just through it from a player's perspective on the court?
First of all, it's the longest 5 seconds of my entire
yes,
life.
Yes.
I know we're up two, so we can give up a layup, but I'm not going in overtime with these guys. But see the ball bouncing around the rim. TJ just came down with a huge board. I mean, it was scary. It was scary.
Yeah. The whole crowd had their breath held for at least 10 seconds at the end there. Nobody was breathing. And, Willie, congratulations. Great job. You want to put TJ on for a second?
Yep.
TJ.
Quick promotion.
TJ, go ahead and grab a headset here. And Derek's still on. TJ, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. TJ is a man of just so many words. And he's just begging to say something over there. But TJ, great game, great hustle. You came down with that final rebound as the buzzer sounded. And what seemed like the longest, like Willie said, longest 5 seconds. It was actually about 10 seconds when they took the first shot. Longest 10 seconds of my life, too. Every shot was hanging on the rim, it seemed like. You know, you finally come up with that final rebound, send Sheridan to the state tournament. Did you even realize the buzzer went off and that you guys are going to the state tournament? Or
you know, it was so loud here, I couldn't hear it. Yeah. I mean, I didn't even hear the buzzer. So
yeah.
Credit to all our fan base. And I mean, everything that's going on, it's sweet. We're going to state.
Yeah, first time in 42 years.
42, wow.
42 years. That's a long time ago. 1972 was the last year that Sheridan made the state tournament.
Wow.
Need some banners in the gym. And we're starting to put a couple up. Just so proud of you guys. Everybody is. The whole town is. You guys played your guts out tonight. Found yourself down 11 points at one time and found a way to claw back to within four at half. And what's the halftime speech like from Coach Schooley? You know, what do you guys talk about in halftime when you come back and get it within four?
First off, I want to give credit to Bondurant. Yeah. They unbelievable team.
Yeah.
They have a forward kid that just can really shoot and down low. They have a great kid. What's his name again? Duffy. Yeah. Can really play.
Yeah.
But at halftime, our coaches wanted to let us know we had to get stops on D. We're scoring okay, but Fuller's hit some big threes, and you can't give him open looks. And we went to X, and we just had to find him. And Ben Moran, Christian Bankston did an unbelievable job up top of just giving the guards pressure and not letting them get as many open looks second half.
We got to give huge credit to our bench, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they do everything for us in practice. They push us as hard as they can. You guys have no idea what goes on behind the scenes, that how hard they push us and how much those guys that push.
They're all pointing up here.
Yeah. They're amazing. They're all amazing.
That's good to see success. TJ, you get to go to two state tournaments in less than a year now. You know, the success, you know, I was talking to Coach Schooley, seeing the success on your guys' you know, the joy on your guys' face and seeing you guys succeed is the most rewarding thing as a coach, you know, more than anything else. And Coach Schooley is so proud of you guys, too. That's why he coaches. That's why I coach. To see you guys succeed at the highest level, is what we like seeing more than anything. And so everybody's so proud of you guys. Just congratulations. And
thank you very much.
And take a little break. Stay in your routine. Right, TJ?
Sounds good.
Stay in your routine. You guys, I believe, will be playing next Tuesday night. We'll try to locate who you're playing in just a second here. But congratulations. Great job. Get some rest tonight. And proud of you guys.
Thank you, sir.
For joining us.
Yep,
appreciate see you guys.
Appreciate
good
that,
job.
Coach.
Tell you what, we'll take a break. We'll be back in just 1 second to wrap it up, Scotty. And we appreciate everybody listening tonight. We'll be back. You're listening to Charger Basketball, KIIC Thunder Country.
Have you heard of Pekin Insurance? This is David Lang with MDL Insurance Services, servicing Southern Iowa. For a quote, call us at 641-872-1616, MDL Insurance Services. For life, auto, home, we do it all.
This is Uncle Sam, and I want you to keep your money this tax season. U.S. Cellular is offering $100 off all smartphones for new lines, so devices like the Galaxy S4 are only a penny. Penny, I salute you. U.S. Cellular, hello better.
New two-year agreement, $35 activation fee and shared data plan required. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with 6 Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
Hy-Vee is the largest employer in the state of Iowa and has a proud tradition of being employee-owned and locally grown. Hy-Vee is now hiring warehouse order selectors in Sheraton. Full and part-time positions are available on both day and evening shifts. You must be able to do heavy lifting up to 75 pounds for 8 to 10 hours and the equivalent of walking 7 to 8 miles on concrete flooring. For more information, contact Misty Williams at 774-7692. 774-7692 or apply online at Hy-Vee.com. Hy-Vee, making lives easier, healthier, happier for both employees and customers.
Jake Schroeder, Mark Felderman. I'm exhausted, Mark. Sheridan Chargers going to the state tournament for the first time since 1972. Jubilation in Ankeny tonight. Have a fun tonight, Charger fans. Go crazy. Mark, you're back on the headset. We just got about a minute here. Do you got a few final
holy
stats
of
the game for us, if you would?
Well, there's 7 heart attacks, 3 strokes. Those are the big ones. Off score, T.J. Hawkinson ended up with 19 points on the game. Awesome. 14 points for Derek Lang. 11 points from Ben Moret.
Yes, huge.
That's gigantic.
Huge. Last game was Brett Breda. This time it was Ben Moret with the unforeseen scoring.
9 points by Christian Bingston and 8 points by Willie Felderman. I think one of the huge stats in this game, Sheraton shot 18 free throws and made 16 of them. I think that's gigantic.
Other than Ben Moret scoring, that is the team stat of the game, definitely, Mark. And that's what won us the game, clutch free throw shooting. Just a great game, 63-61. You know, if you shoot a really good percentage from the free throw line, you lose that game, you know.
Yeah.
Even if you shoot a good percentage. So 63-61, your final. We know this much. The first game will be next Tuesday, I believe. Next Tuesday will be the first game up at Wells Fargo Arena. We don't know a time yet. The bracket should be out hopefully shortly, if not by tomorrow morning.
Next Tuesday,
Mark and I will be at Wells Fargo Arena calling it live for you. And join us then if you would. Thanks for listening, everyone. Mark, thanks for the broadcast tonight.
Thank you.
Drive home safe. Appreciate everyone coming. Congratulations, Coach Schooley and the Chargers. First state tournament appearance since 1972. And it's a wrap. Thanks for listening. We'll send it back to the studio. This has been Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Your exclusive home for Ray's Ramblings with Cargill's Ray Jenkins. Mondays at 5 and 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. From your ag leader, Thunder Country, KIIC. I'm face to face.